listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from the Diamond. We're getting set for Game 5 in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia, as Bowie is coming off of a great turnaround offensively last night. It was a stellar showing with their first double-digit hit performance in a little bit over a week. 4-1 win over the Squirrels, thanks to a three-hit performance from Zach Watson, a two-hit performance for Joseph Rosa, and a two-hit performance from Anthony Servideo that did help move a handful of base runners along. But it was really headlined by the pitching staff. Gene Pinto had perhaps the most efficient start for a Bay Sox pitcher all season. 60 pitches for six innings of one-run ball. Gave up a solo home run to Vaughn Brown in the first, just the second batter of the game. But Pinto was so fun to watch. Five strikeouts, no walks, and Alex Pham followed him up with three scoreless innings in relief to earn the save. So it turns us on to today's contest. Again, Bowie does need to win out the weekend to secure a series split. But if they can do that, it would be a big potential upset against the team still leading the Southwest Division. As we preview the standings, let's go ahead and get you the full set of numbers ahead of this contest. Bowie in for game number 80 on the year, a 34-45 record, a one-game winning streak. Still just 3-7 over their last 10, 18-19 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox are currently 3-7 in the second half. The Squirrels also come in for game number 80 on the year, a 41-38 record, a one-game losing streak. They're 8-2 over their last 10. That's tied for the best mark in the Eastern League at the moment, as just about every Eastern League team has played exactly 10 games in the second half. Squirrels are 25-18 when playing in front of home crowds here at the Diamond. Second half sees Bowie still in sixth out of the six total teams in the Southwest Division, five games out of first place, but they're still just behind Richmond. So if you take these two games from the Squirrels, who are in first place, that would be a two-game swing, and Bowie would end the week only three games out of first place, which, believe it or not, is around where they started the week, three games out of first place. So they just need to keep winning, while Erie needs to hang even with Altoona over these next 2 days, and then Bowie could find themselves at a net even once we get back to Prince George's Stadium this upcoming Friday. Starting pitching matchup for today's contest sees Cade Povich go for Bowie against Ryan Murphy for Richmond. Murphy, the number 26 prospect in the Giants organization per MLB Pipeline, has pitched to plenty of contact this year. A .269 batting average against and only 52 strikeouts in 56 innings, he has allowed 9 home runs. He has started a couple of games recently, both against Reading with 4 hitless frames on Wednesday before allowing a run on 3 hits in Monday's affair, the finale in that contest, in 3 2/3 innings. Two outings against Bowie this year have seen him go only 4 innings each. He allowed a run on 2 hits back in April and then gave up a solo home run to Kobe Mayo the second time he saw the Bay Sox back in mid-June. Low 90s fastball along with a slider, curveball, and changeup. Those fastball-slider combos were a little bit tough on Bowie yesterday, considering the high volume of strikeouts for Richmond pitchers. Bowie went down swinging 16 times in yesterday's contest. Cade Povich goes for the Bay Sox, a 5-7 record, a 5.16 ERA. He leads the league in losses with 7. But against Richmond, he has put together supreme stuff, and supreme is still a bit of an undersell for the numbers he's put up. Combined against the Squirrels this season, Povich has fired 12 innings, allowed only 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 23 strikeouts, 2-3, again, in just 12 innings. His last start against the Squirrels saw him carry a perfect game into the seventh inning before allowing a leadoff single. That was back on June 15th at Prince George's Stadium. The base hit he gave up to in that contest, what was eventually a 6-2 Bowie win, was to the left-handed batter Wade Meckler. Meckler is not even in the lineup today. It's only going to be one left-hander, Shane Matheny. So Povich might be able to do something very special today, especially with more pitcher-friendly dimensions. He is coming off of 6 innings against Somerset last week, his second start of that series, but he did open the contest, with a couple of home runs, a 2-run shot and then a solo blast to immediately follow. Those 3 runs, though, eventually were it. He was able to bounce back and allowed only two more base hits the rest of the day, faced the minimum over his final 13 batters. So as long as he stays the course, we've seen from Povich a couple of times where if things get a little bit dicey, he might adjust his trajectory and see an inning get out of hand. Stay the course. If something does get a little shaky, don't go away from what's been working for you and try to pitch through what you need to pitch through. Speaking of Povich, we're going to replay a conversation that we had with Povich much earlier this season. Get a couple of his thoughts on, you know, how he's been looking to improve here in 2023. And then we can review them later as he tries to piece together his second consecutive quality start. So Povich, our guest next here on his start day. We'll talk to you in just a little bit as we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined by Bay Sox left-handed pitcher and top 20 Orioles prospect, Cade Povich. Cade, you're coming off a stellar outing on Saturday, one of your best at AA so far. Five innings, no runs, just one hit, and 10 strikeouts. First double-digit strikeout game at the AA level, and it came against one of the best offenses in the Eastern League in Richmond. What was really working for you on Saturday?
You know, fastball was really working early. Just try establishing that. I think what Ramon had going as far as pitch calling was working really well, so I was just basically rolling with whatever he was putting out.
How's it been working with Ramon Rodriguez so far? There's been a handful of catchers already this season in Bowie, but what has stuck out so far working with him?
Yeah, no, he's always willing to talk. You know, I was able to get to know him a little bit in big league camp, and then, you know, just these past couple weeks, first getting to know each other. Just communicating what's working, what's on, what's not, and just kind of rolling with each other.
Now, Ramon's a guy that has a lot of experience at this level in particular and all throughout the Orioles system. Does that help? Does his experience help when you're game planning?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we always go in the meetings. He's always prepared, pretty much already knows what's going on going into the meeting before the game. So it always helps confident-wise knowing what he's putting down and knowing he's going to have good control of the guys that are coming up to bat.
Now, going back to your 10 strikeouts from Saturday, your strikeout numbers have been up in general this season. It's now three straight starts with at least seven of them for you. What testament to the work in the offseason can you put into getting those strikeout numbers up? What's really changed for you here this season?
I mean, I think overall it's just trying to improve on the stuff in the offseason, improve a little bit on everything. And this year, you know, the mindset's basically been just throw everything through a brick wall and not try and nitpick too much, just attack with my best stuff. And, you know, I think that gives credit to the catchers too. And the pregame kind of meetings that we have with Forrest as well, as far as being prepared and knowing the guys coming up to bat before the game even starts and having a plan.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Forrest Hermann, because this is a Bay Sox staff that's among the best in AA and throughout the Eastern League in general. And Forrest is a guy you worked with a little bit in Aberdeen after coming over to the Orioles system, and now having him up here in Bowie in 2023. What does it mean to get to work with him again, and how have you seen him affect the rest of the staff and lead to the hot start for the pitching altogether?
Yeah, I mean, we only got a couple weeks together in Aberdeen, and then during spring training, during the off season, actually, before spring training, we had a couple weeks where I was in Florida, so we were able to connect there, and then during spring training as well. So I think just him being able to work around with every single guy, not just put focus on certain players or certain pitchers, has really helped. And you know, he looks at everybody and what their strength is, so he doesn't try and take like a cookie cutter approach, I would say, and put one thing on everybody, and that obviously helps when guys are able to kind of be themselves a little bit.
What have you seen him do with you specifically that's helped your game the most?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's just looking at pitches, looking at what's being thrown best, what we should go to, and then helping me kind of with the mindset of we're just going to go out there and attack and try and bully some people.
We're here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with Bay Sox left-hander Cade Povich. Cade, so far, when you've been successful here already in 2023, it's come from finding that put-away pitch. That's really been the thing that separated you and your good start so far this season. What is the art of finding the put-away pitch? How have you found yourself developing that so far this season?
It helps when you get ahead, that's for sure. I think when you look back at the couple starts that haven't been the best, it's fallen behind in counts early. You know, obviously when you get to two strikes as fast as you can, it puts more pressure on the hitter. You fall behind, you have to be able to put stuff over the plate, and that kind of takes away from being able to use a put-away pitch. So just getting ahead in the counts early is really kind of where it starts. You know, I know it's kind of cliche, but strike one's the best pitch in baseball.
And what are you looking at specifically that has given you the consistency with getting ahead of guys?
Yeah, just like I said, when we talk with Forrest and Ramon and the catchers, just getting ahead early, imagining there's a brick wall back there and you're just trying to throw it through it.
Now, you came over at the deadline last year from the Minnesota organization in the Lopez deal. A lot of people asked you about coming over to the Orioles organization initially, but now that you've had some time to settle in, specifically here at AA at Bowie, what have your takeaways been so far being in the Orioles organization for this extended period of time and getting that first season under your belt?
There's definitely a ton of talent here. Hitters, pitchers. I know pitchers aren't necessarily looked at as the high talent in our org necessarily, but, you know, we have tons of guys that can throw on this team. Obviously, the bats are incredible. The fielding's incredible, which makes it very easy to throw to and have that kind of confidence. So it's nice having that. And then also just kind of being free. Orioles kind of, you know, they're very in-depth with you as far as specific things, but they're also allowing you to be free, kind of let you be yourself and do what got you here.
You mentioned the staff as a whole. Are there any guys that have jumped out to you specifically that you've been impressed with so far in the early portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's hard to pick one necessarily, just because, I mean, you look up and down the board, everybody's going out there and performing. So, I mean, whether that be the starting rotation, the guys piggybacking off starters, or even the guys in the bullpen, everybody, I think from top to bottom, it's easy to trust them that they're going to go out there and shove.
And you talked about the defense as well. Obviously, it's been exceptional all around the diamond. You have Dante Williams on the highlight reel seemingly every night, and then great depth along the infield as well. How does it feel for you? How much confidence does it give you knowing you have that defense behind you every night?
It definitely makes it easier. You know, what I was saying, just attacking the zone. You know, it's easy to not try and miss bats, because when you know you have a defense like that, and you know ball's going to hit in the center somewhere in Dante's area, he's probably going to catch it. So it makes it easier. It makes you relax a lot more as a pitcher. Obviously, strikeouts are cool, but it kind of puts the pressure down, and you know I can allow pitches to hit some bats because I know some guys are going to be there.
All right, you have another start coming up later this week. Now, going off of that performance and your performances so far this season, where are you looking to grow, and what's the next step for you here?
Yeah, it's I think the biggest thing to grow is just continuing to work off of that. Just like everything, you know, whether you do good or bad, there's always something to learn from it, something to continue. So just trying to find the consistency, build off that momentum, and, you know, hopefully just try and keep winning as a team.
All right, Cade, well, we appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate your efforts so far this season, and good luck to you the rest of the way here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. That was left-handed starter Cade Povich. When we come back, it's lineups and a look ahead at first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. We'll be right back here on Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Well, glad to have you back here at the Diamond as we get ready to wrap up Bay Sox pregame, the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we've got First Pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from the Diamond. It's Game 5 of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. And as Ryan Murphy warms in the mound for the Flying Squirrels, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Billy Cook, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Judd Fabian, the center fielder, bats third. Zach Watson in right field cleans up. Greg Cullen at first base bats fifth. John Rhodes, the DH, bats sixth. Joseph Rosa, the shortstop, bats seventh. Connor Pavloni catches and bats eighth. Anthony Servideo is the second baseman, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 34-45 on the season, a one-game winning streak, and 3-7 in the second half, sixth in the six-team Southwest Division, five games out of first place. Again, the Bowie lineup features Cook, Mayo, Fabian, Watson, Cullen, Rhodes, Rosa, Pavloni, Servideo, all to face off against Ryan Murphy on the mound. The diamond in Richmond is 330 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with wind gushing in from center as the Bay Sox are trying to win out the weekend and secure a series split with the top team in the division here in the second half. Right-hander Cook, up against the box, steps in, a 252 average and a 741 OPS in 69 games this season. 14 doubles and a triple, 8 homers, 36 RBI. We're ready as Murphy turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, swung on and fouled back high. Nothing in one to start as we're underway at 6.05 p.m. on an 82-degree, mostly cloudy day here in Richmond, Virginia. Cook readjusts his feet, digs his cleats into the dirt directly on the back line of that right-handed batter's box. First base plays in toward the grass as the 0-1 pitch from Murphy is slapped high but foul right side. Count quickly to nothing and two here on Billy Cook. Second consecutive day that Cook has led off for Bowie. It's only his eighth overall game leading off. Remember, he was the opening day leadoff batter for the Bay Sox. Had led off the first three games of the season. Next pitch, half swing, and he pokes it foul right side. Rolls over toward the Richmond dugout, and the count stays at nothing and two. Take it a step further. Cook actually led off the first six games of the year before Cesar Prieto took his role. And, of course, Prieto ran away from there with his contact king. 0-2. Misses up and away. Breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. But I've always been a fan of Billy Cook potentially in the leadoff slot for Bowie, considering his 16 stolen bases in 18 total attempts this year. 1-2 pitch on its way from Murphy, and Cook pops it foul behind home plate. Catcher Martirano jogs back, but never gets rid of the mask as it gets well out of play. Looks like it bounced up on the second deck before falling back down to the lower bowl. Count starts at a ball and two strikes still. Bit of a hazy day here in Richmond. We had some torrential downpours much earlier, and the warning track still shows the remnants of that. Muddy all across. 1-2 pitch, grounded foul into the Bay Sox dugout. You can see just about every single cleat mark that has made its way through the warning track since the tarp was taken off the field around 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, the downpour stopped around that time, and the ground crew had plenty of time to work. Another 1-2 is another foul ball. This one bounced up the warning track to the tarp on the left side, and it'll ricochet back into the field of play toward left field, and it looks like a Bay Sox reliever is going to go pick it from their bullpen. I believe that's Houston Roth. But we'll see an eighth pitch here in this early plate appearance as Billy Cook has fouled off six different offerings. Another 1-2 is instead a time called. Cook is adjusting the dirt for his front foot to his liking, using his cleats to manage it to his liking, both feet, to bring it in. But now we set for another 1-2 pitch. Cook bounces it to the left side. Diving attempt by the third baseman. It's late. Simon Whiteman loses it off his glove, and Cook will reach first base safely. They'll rule it a hit. Cook has hits in back-to-back games and three of his last four. First base coach Ryan Gohl was trying to point him to second base, but I think Cook was just more concerned about being safe at first than trying to test the potential arm of Shane Matheny in left field. But Cook reaches safely. He led off yesterday's game with a walk and scored for Bowie in their 4-1 win. Now Kobe Mayo will bat, 313 average and a 1044 OPS that still leads the Eastern League in 76 games. 30 doubles, 2 triples, 17 homers, 44 runs batted in. Cook dances, stays put on the first pitch, and Mayo watches it outside for ball. Curveball opens it up at 1-0. But Bowie started out this series slowly. They looked to be in a prime position for a 4th of July upset. Richmond rarely loses at home on 4th of July. The 1-0 pitch. Mayo watches curveball for called strike, and the outside half looked relatively similar to the previous offering. It's 1-1. Bowie had a 5-4 lead in the 8th inning, it was, this past Tuesday, but gave up 7 runs and lost the game. Richmond is 11-2 all-time on our nation's Independence Day. Pickoff throw to first. Tag is late. As Cook slides in safely, we'll wait on the 1-1 pitch to Mayo. And then the previous two nights, before last night's win, Bowie had collected 5 total hits and 2 total runs in a pair of losses. But last night, 10 hits, 4 runs, coupled with a great pitching effort. Cook takes off, 1-1 pitch, is instead a back pick to first. As Mayo checked his swing on a high fastball, Cook decided after 3 hard steps in, he must not have liked the actual feel of the dirt. Tried to heel turn back to the base, and fortunately he's safe. But that was a worrisome opportunity as Brandon Martirano nearly caught him. And it's a much shorter lead now for Cook. They throw to first again, but it's still late. That is the second pickoff as Ryan Murphy tried to time up Cook's initial secondary lead towards second. And I think he was a little too late to try for that time. So now Cook could take a bigger lead. That is 2 disengagements. There he goes, 2-1 pitch, is high for a ball, no, call it a strike, throw to second, gets into center field, and Cook's going to try for third. Vaughn Brown picks it in center and can only go back to the second baseman. It's a stolen base for Cook, his 17th of the season, and an E2 instantly on Brandon Martirano. The Bay Sox have a big chance now with runner at third and still no one out. They put 3-1 on the scoreboard. The umpire ruled that a strike. The umpire alerting them now as that stolen base and E2 on Martirano does put a runner 90 feet away. Oh, they're trying to fix the scoreboard now. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire making sure everyone on the field of play actually knows that. Now they figured it out. But the entire infield plays in. Mayo can just get it out of the infield to give Bowie a 1-0 lead in the first, just like last night. 2-2 offering. Mayo swings and misses. Curveball down. Murphy able to hold strong against the league's best hitter. And there's one away here to get going. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Shane Matheny, Vaughn Brown, Victor Barracoto. Hayden Cantrell is at third. Simon Whiteman at short. Jimmy Glowenke at second. Rob Emery at first. And Brandon Martirano catches behind the plate for Ryan Murphy on the mound. Here's Judd Fabian to try and drive in the run. Infield still playing in the first pitch. Is checked on, breaking ball down. He didn't go around. 1-0 to start. 190 average for Fabian, a 736 OPS in 15 games. 2 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, 7 runs batted in. He took yesterday off. He's just 1-for-12 this week. 1-0 pitch. High fastball misses, 2 balls and no strikes. Yeah, wise to give Fabian a day of rest on a 1-for-12 start without any RBI. Absolutely need to get more from your 3-hole batter in this instance. 2-0 pitch. And it's grounded to third. They're going to throw home. Cook has the wheels. And for the 4th time this week, Bowie has a runner thrown out at home plate. Oh, my goodness. Something's got to change with that, as Cook has thrown out 5-2. Fabian reaches, and there's 2 outs in the inning. Here's Zach Watson. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Ethan Gorsak at third, Tyler Woody at first, and Austin Snow calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. It's mind-bending the way that this keeps happening to Bowie. First pitch. It misses outside. 1-0 to start on a fastball. 210 average for Watson on the season. A 663 OPS in 50 games. 9 doubles, 1 triple, 8 homers. 31 runs batted in. You think that after Bowie had had the runner thrown out at home already 3 times, they wouldn't have sent Cook on contact. 1-0 pitch. Watson swings and misses on a low breaking ball. It's 1-1, but I guess that's not the case. It didn't happen yesterday in Bowie's 4-1 win, even though they did strand 9 on base. Had a runner picked off at second at one point. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. happened most notably twice on Tuesday in Bowie's 11-5 loss. Both times the ball was grounded to the shortstop. 1-2 pitch, and Watson swings and misses on a high strike. That's strikeout number two for Ryan Murphy. Bowie gets a runner to third base with no one out, and they don't score. Bottom of the first coming up. Bay Sox nothing. Squirrel set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, missed chances have been a big problem for Bowie this week. They've had some of the lowest numbers of runners in scoring position hitting over the course of this series in the Eastern League specifically. They've now had four runners thrown out at home plate over four-plus games here at the Diamond. And as Cade Povich warms the mound here in the bottom of the first, he'll try and make sure Richmond does not get a swing in their favor. Starting lineup for the Squirrels that Povich will face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter Marco Luciano. Vaughn Brown in center field bats second. Brandon Martirano catches and bats third. Shane Matheny in left field cleans up. Jimmy Glowinski at second base bats fifth. Hayden Cantrell, the third baseman, sixth. Victor Barricotto in right field bats seventh. Robert Emery, the first baseman, eighth. Simon Whiteman is the shortstop batting ninth. Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, managed by Dennis Pelfrey. 41-38 on the season, leading the Southwest Division with an 8-2 second half record, three games above the next available playoff contender. Again, their lineup features Luciano, Brown, Martirano, Matheny, Glowinski, Cantrell, Barricotto, Emery, Whiteman, all to face off against Cade Povich on the mound. As Luciano steps in, the DH hitting .228 on the season, an .818 OPS in 51 games, 12 doubles, no triples, 11 homers, 32 runs batted in. As the lefty Povich curls behind his head through his windup, fires the first pitch, it's a fastball, misses up and away, 1-0 to start. Bowie got a leadoff single by Billy Cook. He stole second, went to third on an error before an out was recorded. As the 1-0 pitch is another fastball, this time called for strike on the lower inside edge. It's one ball and one strike now. But Cook was thrown out at home plate on a ground ball to third by Judd Fabian. The 1-1 pitch, blown foul behind home plate, right side out of play. It's one ball and two strikes now. Richmond pitchers have played it well for Bowie batters once they get into those runner at third situations, it seems. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Breaking ball in the dirt. Pavloni will glove and throw to first base to complete the putout. 2-3. Strikeout to start for Cade Povich. Let's tell you about the defense. Left around in the outfield, you've got Billy Cook, Judd Fabian, Zach Watson. Kobe Mayo is at third. Joseph Rosa at short. Anthony Servideo at second. Greg Cullen is at first today. Connor Pavloni catches behind the plate for Cade Povich on the mound. Vaughn Brown steps up. Center fielder hitting .271 with an .856 OPS in 33 games. First pitch to the righty, and he swings and misses at a changeup. Eventually sits lower inside edge, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Eight doubles, two triples for Brown, seven home runs, 26 runs batted in. He has had a great week as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and two here from Povich. Brown was responsible for the only Richmond run last night, a solo home run at this exact juncture. Second batter of the game after a leadoff strikeout from the starter. What a day yesterday was for Gene Pinto. You really would have liked to see him maybe go further had it not been for the tandem that forced his exit. Bases empty, one away. The 0-2 pitch. Misses high with a check swing. No go. One ball and two strikes now. Povich brings in the next. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball from Povich down. Back-to-back punch-outs here to open the contest. As Brown goes down swinging, Martirano will replace him in the box. Only one left-hander for Richmond this evening, and originally they weren't going to have any. Shane Matheny was added late to replace Carter Aldretti in the lineup. Matheny is the only left-hander. First pitch to Martirano. Misses too far inside. It's 1-0 to start. Just the second game for Martirano this series after going 0-3 on Tuesday. 1-0. Popped foul behind home plate. Count goes to 1-1 now. 176 average, a 617 OPS. 3 doubles, no triples, 3 homers. All 3 homers. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Shane Matheny in the next batter's spot. 1-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. All 3 of Shane Matheny's homers have been against Bowie. Martirano only has 1 homer against Bowie. But he's got 11 runs batted in this season. Base is empty, 2 away. Povich looking for a perfect first inning. Hopefully striking out the side. 1-2. Fastball just missed too high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cade Povich, a 6'3", 185-pound left-hander. 23 years of age, traded over from Minnesota in 2022 at the deadline. The Jorge Lopez deal for Baltimore. Brings in the 2-2. Check swing, breaking ball down and in. No go. Run it full here on Martirano, who's hitting 200 on a full count. Walks well over half the time, 56%. Povich has a dead-even strikeout-to-walk ratio on full counts this year. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Pumped a fastball up and in, and as he exceeds triple-digit strikeouts on the season, Povich strikes them all out here in the first. He's up to 102 on the year. We're on to the second, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into the Diamond. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. As we move on to the second inning, a scoreless contest. Greg Cullen will lead off for the Bay Sox. Ryan Murphy back to work for the Squirrels. First pitch, Cullen swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Nothing in one to start. 208 average for Cullen in the year, a 571 OPS in 7 games. 1 double, no triples, no homers. Still looking for his first RBI, too. 0-1 pitch, misses high. 1-1 now. Ryan Murphy, a 6'1", 175-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Poughkeepsie, New York. Went to D2 Lemoyne College. And still got picked up in the 2020 draft. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-1. To put it into perspective, that 2020 draft was only 5 rounds. They shortened it because of the pandemic and a much shorter college season. So to be picked in that draft out of D2, something to be very proud of. 2-1 pitch. Skied foul left side. It's 2-2 now. Ryan Murphy on the season is 1-4 with a 4.66 ERA. His only win came in relief, and it was actually on opening day for the Squirrels, all the way back when. He's 56 innings of work, 52 strikeouts only, 27 walks. He has given up 9 home runs. And before we get a pitch, Simon Whiteman broke his glove. Something's wrong with it. He's going to jog back to the dugout, the shortstop for the Squirrels. Hand his glove off to Wade Meckler and see if someone will hand him a new one. Looks like Andy Thomas will toss him a fresh piece of leather. So a brief delay. As Cullen's in the box with a 2-2 count, of course, the spirit that he is will pop the helmet off and chit-chat with Brandon Martorano. Of course, a big smile on his face. You can't not look at Greg Cullen and smile the way that he lights up around. I just such a great personality. 2-2, fouled off left side, count stays. Every time he's been on base, in the field, and there's just been a moment of pause, he's instantly into a hearty chit-chat with an opposing player, regardless of the score. That's just how he is. Another 2-2, and another foul. Skied left side. It was 20 pitches for Ryan Murphy in the first inning. Just about half of them came to Billy Cook. Cook fouled off 6 pitches before singling to left field. And now we'll have a 7th pitch here to Cullen. On its way. Bounces in. Nearly clipped one of his feet and it runs full. First full count for Murphy today. Cullen 0 for 3 on full counts. 2 walks, no strikeouts. Cullen, a dead even strikeout-to-walk ratio on full counts this year. Payoff pitch. Cullen reaches for it and lifts it foul out of play left side. We'll see a 9th pitch here in this opening plate appearance of the second inning. Again, scoreless. Cullen so far has been averaging about 4.5 pitches per plate appearance with Bowie. Short sample size, but still making pitchers earn it. Another 3-2, inside ball 4. Cullen didn't draw a walk yesterday, went 1-for-4, but the day before that, he set a career high with 3 walks in Bowie's 4-0 loss. But he was on base. That's what's important. And it's counteracting 8 strikeouts on the season so far. And it's the second consecutive inning that Bowie has put the leadoff man on. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch, right-hander, grounds it deep in the hole to short. Backhanded play by Whiteman. Throws to first, but a bounce makes it get there late. Wyman could not make the transfer fast enough. And Rhodes picks up an infield single. He's been grounding it to short plenty this week. That's led to 2 different plays at the plate in which Bowie had a runner thrown out. But this time, he was able to sneak it just a little bit enough to the far right side of Simon Whiteman. Not fully outside of his range, but definitely outside of his speed and power range. Took away the opportunity of throwing out Rhodes at first. Cullen to second base, and with 2 on, none out, Joseph Rosa will bat, and we'll get a battery visit. Well, we can walk you through the Eastern League right now, but there is one big score that we want to talk about. Detroit Tigers throwing a combined no-hitter earlier today over the Toronto Blue Jays. 9th no-hitter in franchise history, 1st combined no-hitter in franchise history, and very notable for the fact that Erie Seawolves broadcaster Greg Gagneau was on the call filling in for Dan Dickerson on the Tigers radio network. A fantastic accomplishment, and what an honor it was for Greg, and in regular fashion, he nailed the call. Meeting over, here's Joseph Rosa. First pitch to him is a fastball called for strike down low, nothing in one. Rosa hitting .242 with a 700 OPS in 27 games. 1 double, 1 triple, 3 homers, 12 runs batted in. First and second, none out. Third base playing in toward the line. 0-1. Rosa watches the same pitch. Quickly, nothing in two. Sizable gap on the left side of the infield with the shortstop holding on second base. They want to try and turn 2 on Rosa, who pulls it half the time, but usually goes into the air. Has not hit into a double play yet this season. 0-2 offering. Rosa pieces it foul. It was in on the hands, but it skies to the left side out of play. Count stays at nothing and 2. Yeah, Rosa hits 2 fly balls for every ground ball so far this season. And while he is a high pull candidate, he usually doesn't go too often on pitches inside because of how much he crowds the plate. Another 0-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle, a base hit. Cullen's going to get a wave around. Picked in center by Brown. Thrown way up the line, and Cullen scores. RBI single by Joseph Rosa. The Bay Sox lead 1-0 here in the second. Situation does not change either, as it's still first and second with none out. Rosa has three RBI over his last two games. Hits in three of his last four games. He's got 13 RBI on the season, and now Connor Pavlone will try and rejoin the lineup in a quick way. First game for Pavlone since early April. Made five appearances with the Bay Sox. He was the opening day catcher for Bowie. First pitch, and he watches fastball miss up and in. Count starts out at 1-0. Pavlone only 2-for-18 in his five games. No extra base hits, only one RBI. He struck out nine times and has not drawn a walk yet. 1-0 pitch. Misses outside, two balls and no strikes. That was a risky send to bring Greg Cullen in. I think he might have gotten a late jump, and the wet grounds haven't been too helpful. Vaughn Brown, with how shallow that ball was, might have been able to get a throw in accurately, but the way he rushed the throw took away the chance. 2-0. Misses high. Fastball runs it to 3-0. Pavlone made a couple of rehab outings with the Complex League before making two outings with Single-A Delmarva, and then joining Bowie after the July 4th holiday. 3-0 pitch. Called strike right down Broadway, 3-1. Combined, Pavlone went 0-for-8 in his two games with Delmarva. Four strikeouts, two walks, no runs batted in. First base plays in, 3-1 pitch, and it's called for strike on the inside half of the plate. Definitely a bit generous on a changeup there. Run it full on Pavlone. Only saw one full count in his five games with Bowie to start the season. He struck out. He calls for time now. Inning started with a Greg Cullen walk on a full count. John Rhodes singled on the first pitch he saw, deep to short. And on an 0-2 count, Joseph Rosa, an RBI single up the middle. First and second now here, still with none out in a 1-0 Bowie lead, top of the second. Murphy sets. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball. And after starting ahead 3-0, Pavlone is down swinging. So we'll have to try again later for his first double-A RBI. Or his second double-A RBI, I should say, first since April. And now Anthony Servideo will bat. And Murphy has made two appearances against Bowie. Most recent one was in a 6-2 loss. Gave up two runs in four innings. First pitch to Anthony Servideo is a fastball. Just misses down and away. 1-0 to start. 224 average for Servideo. A 6.16 OPS in 45 games. Nine doubles, a triple, one homer. 14 runs batted in. Next pitch. Misses high, a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. And Murphy gave up a solo home run to Kobe Mayo in that outing. And since he started as a reliever, actually finished his time in 2022 as a reliever as well, he's still not really used to a lot of distance. 2-0 pitch. Misses down and in. Three balls and no strikes. Part of that does fall onto San Francisco. They didn't really allow any of their starters to even attempt a fifth inning, despite how few pitches they may have thrown. They didn't allow a starting pitcher to start a fifth inning until May. So that entire first month of the season, a starter would stop after four innings, no matter what. 3-0 count to Servideo, next pitch, and it's outside, ball four. The bases are loaded. Pavlone probably should have drawn a similar walk to bring them full, but all of this comes with still just one out and the top of the lineup set to bat in Billy Cook. Of course, it will lead to a mound visit. Pitching coach Paulo Seguera is out to chat. Oh, we can take you on a trip around the Eastern League right now. Tigers affiliate Erie is on top of Altoona, 1-0. They got going in the first. They're already in the second inning, though. Binghamton also on top of Portland, 1-0. Similar look there. Bottom of the second in that contest. Boy, we got a lot of bottom of the second 1-0 games. New Hampshire on top of Hartford with the same score in the same inning. But then we've got two 7:05 first pitches. Boy, that is unfortunate to play on a Saturday that late. Akron hosting Harrisburg at 7:05 at Canal Park. Somerset hosting Reading at 7:05 in New Jersey. Well, those are two of the main perpetrators in the league, though, for playing late when the rest of the league decides to play a little bit early. Back to the top of the lineup for Billy Cook. John Rhodes at third, Joseph Rosa at second, and Anthony Servideo at first. Cook single to left field in his first plate appearance. On the season, he's 2-for-6 with the bases loaded, 5 RBI. He's got 2 bases loaded walks as well. First pitch, and it misses outside, 1-0 to start. Don't see anyone warming yet in the Squirrels' bullpen, as Murphy is up to 45 pitches through just an inning and one-third. Right-hander twirls the ball behind his waist, brings it set into the glove up to the chin, and drops to the chest. 1-0 offering. Called a strike. Fastball grabs the upper outside corner of the zone, and it's 1-1 here on Cook. Still only one out in the inning. Murphy brings the next. Cook fouls it off of the catcher. A little bit to the right side. Home plate umpire Austin Snow quick to check on Martirano, but everyone's okay. Bay Sox are in their alternate orange jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap, black block buoy on the front side of the jersey. Those black shoulder sleeves as well. Squirrels in their home whites. White pants, black cap, one red pinstripe on the jersey with the graffiti-style logo or script, Squirrels, on the front of the jersey. The 1-2 pitch to Cook. He reaches for it and pokes it foul, deep out to the right side. It's out of play on a slider, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes here on Cook. But Bowie still running up the count. Meanwhile, Richmond doesn't seem too concerned about getting anyone warm. All of this comes with just one out. A double play could get them out of the inning, but Billy Cook is not a ground ball hitter. Over 2 fly balls for every ground ball. 1-2. Half swing, and he gets it off the hands, foul to the screen. That's one of those fastballs where you can't react fast enough on your check swing to get your hands out of the way. Cook just fortunate that it didn't actually get his hands, just the handle of the bat. Wind still moving in from center field. It's been topping out around 7 miles an hour. Another 1-2 pitch. Cook cranks a line drive to left field. It's over Matheny's head and all the way to the wall. Rhodes scores. Rosa scores. Here comes Servideo from first base. The throw gets cut off. No one's covering third. And Cook's going to get into a rundown. He'll be tagged out trying to stretch his double into a triple. But it's a bases clearing double. And the Bay Sox lead 4-0 here in the second. That was a tricksy play there by Billy Cook. Ryan Murphy was probably supposed to head over toward third, at least at some point. But fortunately for the Squirrels, Hayden Cantrell was clean to get back to his base and pivot Cook into that rundown. So he's going to be thrown out 7-6-5 after his 3 RBI double. We're now on to Kobe Mayo. First pitch is called strike. That's the 15th double of the season. Cook up to 39 RBI. Next offering, and Mayo watches another one. Changeup called for strike in the upper outside corner, and it's nothing at two. Kobe struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch in the first, 0-2. And he watches fastball miss high. It's 1-2. After an exhilarating play like that, it is smart for Ryan Murphy to try and work so quickly in terms of pace to throw Mayo off. First two pitches, it obviously worked. 1-2 pitch. And he pops it up, right side, foul ground. Emery sprinting, warning track, out of room. About 5 rows deep, as the count stays at 1-2 here. Squirrels do have a right-hander moving in their bullpen finally. No, make that a lefty. It's Raymond Burgos. Tough to see from the obstructed viewpoint which way sometimes. 1-2 for Mayo here. 3 hits, 2 walks in the inning for Bowie. As another 1-2 pitch is up and away. Run the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maybe a little underappreciated, but boy, how about the speed for Anthony Servideo? Scoring from first base, 2-2, down and away. Run it full here on Mayo, who's hitting .216 on a full count. But as mentioned, he's got a high OPS thanks to a 36% walk rate. After Servideo had that unfortunate little base-running blunder yesterday that luckily didn't affect the game, he read that ball the whole way and charged from first to score. Payoff pitch. Mayo bounces it up the third base line, but foul. Just pulled a little bit too much before it could sneak into the corner of the outfield. Mayo will keep it full as Murphy is about to throw his 58th pitch. Base is empty, two away. Still just in the second. Another 3-2. Mayo watches curveball outside for ball four. Third walk of the inning for Ryan Murphy as Bowie has shown excellent patience. Not just in this frame, but in the contest. Five outs collected and well over 10 pitches needed per out. You don't see that too often. But they're going to leave Murphy in the contest to face Judd Fabian. There are two outs, so he can get through Fabian quickly as the first pitch misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. But we've seen from teams, especially at this level, key prospects like Ryan Murphy, if they throw more than 30 pitches in any individual inning, that's usually an instant hook. 1-0 pitch to Fabian is swung on and fouled back to the screen. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. However, that was the 40th pitch that Murphy has thrown here in the second inning. 40th! 20 pitches in the first, and now 40 here in the second. They probably should have gotten Burgos warming quicker. Mayo, with a massive secondary lead, does not elicit a throw. Now the 1-1 pitch as Mayo stays put. Fabian fouls it off behind home plate, 1-2. Fabian bounced to the third baseman back in the first inning. After stepping to the plate with a runner at third and one out, led to an out at home. Fourth time this week that Bowie has had a runner thrown out at home plate. 1-2 pitch. Fabian watches high fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And so far this inning, Greg Cullen walked. John Rhodes single. Joseph Rosa single to drive in Cullen. Connor Pavlone struck out. Anthony Servideo walked to load the bases, and Billy Cook doubled to drive in three. 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed down for strike three. Bowie sends eight men to the plate, and they score four times as Murphy records his fourth strikeout to finally end the frame that took him 43 pitches. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Bowie leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
On to the bottom of the second here in Richmond, as we're already 45 minutes deep into this contest. 4-0 game for Bowie is not that bad of a problem to have. First pitch in to Shane Matheny, misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. It was a 43-pitch second inning for Ryan Murphy. He can't come out for the third. I can't imagine. Next pitch into Matheny is called for strike in the upper outside corner, 1-1. Meanwhile, Cade Povich fired 14 pitches to strike out the side in the first inning for Bowie. Matheny hitting 276 with an 851 OPS. As the next pitch in is swung on and missed high. He tried to check his swing while a fastball buckled him in. Count goes to 1-2 now. 7 doubles, no triples for Matheny. 3 homers. All of them have come against Bowie. He's driven in 13 this season. Povich trying to start it with 4 straight punch-outs. 1-2 offering. Too far outside. Fastball doesn't take, and it's 2-2. Povich on the season, a 5-7 record. He is the league leader in losses at the moment. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, but he extends his league lead in strikeouts as he sits down the first 4 batters by way of the K. 103rd strikeout for Cade Povich this season. And so far, what has just been 67 2/3 innings of work. His ERA is shrinking, but he entered the day with a 5.16 earned run average. First pitch to Jimmy Glowenke is too far up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 183 average and a 542 OPS in 27 games for Glowenke. 3 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 6 runs batted in. 1-0 offering. And it's lifted foul out of play right side. 1-1 now. Povich has walked just 31 batters. Again, 10 home runs allowed. He gave up half of that to Somerset last week. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside. 1-2 now. It was a career-high tying 3 home runs on Wednesday against the Patriots. And then last week, or technically this week, this past Monday, he gave up 2 home runs in the first inning. But then reset to put together a quality start. Worked scoreless after the first. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and inside. Slider there runs it even at 2. Povich, specifically against Richmond, has had some of his best stuff, some of the best stuff that any Bay Sox pitcher has had, perhaps in quite some time. The 2-2. Check swing, up high, he didn't go. Fastball from Povich. They asked the first base umpire to weigh in on it, and it runs full on Glowenke, who's 0 for 7 on full counts, 3 strikeouts, 8 walks. First payoff pitch is down and in, ball 4. So Povich allows his first base runner. It's a 1-out walk on the second full count that Povich has reached so far. And Hayden Cantrell will bat here. Povich's last outing against Richmond was the best that he could have ever asked for. He struck out the first 6 batters of the contest. First pitch to Cantrell, misses down and in. No, they call it a strike. Oh, wow. Late ring up, Cantrell a little surprised by it himself, but since it's the first pitch, he won't put up much of a stink. 223 average, a 728 OPS in 72 games. 0-1 offering. Popped up foul, out of play right side, nothing in 2. Povich retired the first 6 batters by strikeout just a little under a month ago when he last faced Richmond and carried a perfect game into the 7th inning. Before allowing a leadoff single to Wade Meckler. Here's a pickoff throw over to first. Tag is much too late. We'll wait on the 0-2 pitch here to Cantrell. But Povich finished 7 scoreless innings in that one for the Bay Sox with a career-high 13 strikeouts. Used the season's high 93 pitches as well. Next offering. Misses outside barely. In terms of distance from the strike zone, the first pitch to Cantrell that was called for strike was much further from the zone than that pitch right there, which was called for ball. Now the 1-2. Blasted in the air left field, but it should stay in the park. Billy Cook, dancing around on it with a last-second circle, makes the catch to his right, 2 away. Povich has a history of pitching well against the Squirrels this season. It's already his third start. Entering today's contest, not even including today's numbers, Povich has fired 12 innings against Richmond, given up just two hits and no runs. None. 12 innings. First pitch, Victor Barrichotto swings and misses on a high fastball. It's nothing in one. But that's not all of it. In those 12 innings, Povich has walked exactly two batters and struck out 23. Both times he's faced Richmond, he's earned the Eastern League Pitcher of the Week award. 0-1 pitches, swung on and missed high. It's nothing in two on Barrichotto, who's 1-for-6 in his two games with Richmond. Four strikeouts, two walks, no extra base hits, no RBI. Bowie leads 4-0 here in the second. Runner at first, two away, 0-2. Fastball up and in. One ball and two strikes now. Povich sets at the waist. 1-2 offering. Breaking ball called, strike three in the outside half. Pavlone dropped it, but quickly tags the runner. Runner, put in quotes, Barrichotto didn't move, as Povich strikes out his fifth batter through two hitless innings. On to the third, Bowie leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org, to schedule today.
Well, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Live music and drink specials from 5 to 6:30. All sponsored by Bud Light. Get your tickets at BaySox.com for the next Bay Sox Live Happy Hour on Thursday, July 20th. On to the third inning. First pitch in to Zach Watson is swung on and lifted into right center field. Vaughn Brown racing on it, makes the catch up against the forehead. Count starts out at 1-0. New pitcher on the mound for the Squirrels as Raymond Burgos takes over. Already a change for Richmond following a very lengthy and tough start for the right-handed pitcher Ryan Murphy. He's on the losing end of this one with Bowie up 4-0. Two innings for Murphy, four hits, four runs, all of them were earned. He struck out four, walked three. First pitch into Greg Cullen here is called for strike on the outside edge. Count starts out at nothing in one. Cullen walked and scored to kick off the four-run inning for Bowie in the second. 0-1 offering. Cullen pulls back on an inside breaking ball, 1-1. But it makes way for the left-hander Burgos, 6'5", 188-pound, 24-year-old from Rio Grande in Puerto Rico. Minor league free agent signed last season by San Francisco. Brings in the 1-1, and it's sliced foul back to the screen. One ball and two strikes now. On the season for Richmond, Burgos has 22 outings, 5-2 record, a 2.51 ERA, and 32 and one-thirds innings. 33 strikeouts, 15 walks. He's allowed two home runs. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed down for strike three. Opens with his first strikeout after a first-pitch flyout. Five punch-outs for Richmond pitchers so far today. Burgos making his second appearance already of the series. Pitched in long relief just 2 days ago. Three innings in the shutout win for Richmond. He was the winning pitcher. He didn't allow a hit. He worked perfect the entire time. First pitch here to John Rhodes. Misses outside. 1-0 to start. Rhodes had an infield single deep to short back in the second inning. Bases empty, two away here in the third. Next pitch. Rhodes watches it miss outside. Count goes to two balls and no strikes now. Burgos brings in, and it's popped up. Foul right side. It's going to get out of play. Count goes to 2-1 here. I'm still partly blown away with how long Richmond kept in Ryan Murphy. 2-1. Lifted in the air, deep center. Brown running back. Warning track where he stops. 10 feet in front. Makes the catch. The inning is over. Another perfect frame for Burgos. He's seen 12 batters this week and sat them all down. Bottom of the third coming up. Bowie leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Already on to the bottom of the third here in Richmond, a 4-0 Bowie lead while Cade Povich gets back to work. 8-9-1 set to bat for the Squirrels with Robert Emery leading it off. 191 average and a 499 OPS in 24 games. First pitch. Breaking ball down and it's 1-0 to start. 499, that's how much my sandwich cost earlier today. Oh, I'm kidding. Inflation's... I'm not really anything at $4.99 anymore. 1-0 count to Emery. Here's the next pitch. Breaking ball called for strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Got to make jokes sometimes when I'm stuck talking to myself in a broadcast booth for 3 hours a night. Two doubles, no triples for Emery. No homers. Three runs batted in. He's 0-for-2 this week as the 1-1. This is too far inside. Two balls and one strike now. Five strikeouts through the first two innings for Povich. Against just one walk, no base hits. Wind helping him out just a little bit as well as it continually runs in from center field. 2-1 offering. Breaking ball still too far down and in. 3-1. That's the third three-ball count for Povich here against just eight batters faced so far. Oh, the weather has been not even necessarily unpredictable, but so erratic here in Richmond these last few days. Questions about whether or not we'd play have constantly persisted, but game has always been on time and rarely with rain as the 3-1 is bounced to third. One hop picked up by Kobe Mayo. Couple of crow hops to first. Pulls Cullen off the bag, but he can apply the tag against the sliding Emery. That was close. Emery realized just too late of the opportunity to slide under a tag. Cullen was able to bring it down in time. 5-3 put out gets the inning started. So now here's Simon Whiteman. Ninth batter for Richmond, first pitch. And he swings and misses. High breaking ball. It's nothing and one to start. 207 average for Whiteman, 584 OPS in 66 games. 8 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, 20 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball called for strike. Outside half, it's nothing at 2. The weather has been so erratic. We had downpours so hard that driving on the highway seemed impossible. Could not see in front of you. But then when you get to the ballpark, it's a mild drizzle. 0-2 pitch. Bounced up the middle, over the mound, running a long way. Rosa grabs at the base, throws to first, and it's wide. They rule it a base hit. Not sure how much I agree with that one, but since the umpires didn't rule that Rosa got pulled off the bag per se, who knows? I think that's a fair ruling, especially while watching it on replay. Whiteman was already across the bag by the time the ball would have even gotten to first base, even though it did go wide. Whiteman didn't go anywhere from first, but it's a single for Richmond, their first base hit of the day. Top of the lineup, Marco Luciano, first pitch, misses down and in. It's 1-0 to start. Luciano struck out swinging on a 1-2 pitch back in the first. Pickoff throw back to first, no tag. We'll wait on the 1-0 pitch to Luciano, who's a mild double play candidate. He's bounced into 3 this season, a relatively even ground ball to fly ball ratio. Next pitch. Check swing, high fastball. He didn't go, and here comes Connor Pavlone to chat with his battery mate, as Povich is having to pitch with a runner on first and one out for the second consecutive inning. Second trip through the lineup is always a change, too, and since Pavlone hasn't had as much time to work with Cade Povich as both would have initially liked at the start of the season, they want to make sure they don't get crossed up on the game plan. But it's a brief visit, and Pavlone is back behind home plate already, as we'll reset for the 2-0 pitch into Luciano. Povich holds ball in bare hand before bringing it into glove at the waist. 2-0. Breaking ball, popped up, right side, running toward foul ground. Zach Watson across the line, cuts back toward fair territory. Still in foul ground, makes the catch. But a last-second spurt nearly carried him back in to fair right field. Either way, it is the second out of the inning. Now Vaughn Brown will bat. Struck out swinging on a 1-2 back in the first. Well, the key for Povich today, and it's been a notable key for him and a couple of Bowie starters all season, is not letting things derail after a small blemish here or there. First pitch to Brown, misses well too high, 1-0 to start. The first inning of his last start derailed after giving up a base hit. He allowed back-to-back home runs. Had a bit of a derailment on Wednesday last week to start that summer series, only 3 2/3 of an inning. Next pitch misses outside, 2 balls and no strikes. He has never had that derailment against Richmond this season. He did have it happen once last season, but that was still just his first double-A season, and he'd only made 6 appearances at the level. Not only that, he didn't even start the game, as the 2-0 is a check swing on a low and in slider that really looked like it should have eaten the zone. Home plate umpire, not a fan, and it's 3-0. Yeah, Povich had to be shifted into a relief role to follow a rehabbing pitcher against Richmond, and that ruined his appearance. 3-0, called strike. That pitch further inside than the previous pitch called ball to Vaughn Brown. Call it a makeup pitch, I suppose. It's 3-1. Runner at first, 2 away, next offering. Popped up foul, right side out of play, another full count. 11 batters faced for Povich. 4 of them have run the count full. Vaughn Brown on the season still does not have a base hit on a full count, even though this is his 33rd game. He strikes out nearly half the time. Another 3-2 is called strike 3. Fastball at the knees. Povich strikes out his 6th batter to end the 3rd inning. Strands his first base hit at first base. On to the fourth, Bowie leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, another muggy day here in Richmond. This one's probably led to the most humidity that we've seen all series. At the moment, we've been sitting in low 80s with almost overcast skies, 72% humidity, and winds in from right center field at 6 miles an hour. But it's a 4-0 Bowie lead. Weather regardless, as the first pitch here to Joseph Rosa is called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Second inning of relief for Raymond Burgos as he tries to continue his perfect stretch against Bowie here this week. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. 1-1. 3 perfect innings in long relief 2 days ago. Burgos retired the side in the third on 2 flyouts to center and a strikeout. 1-1 pitch to Rosa is grounded foul. Third base side. 1-2. Joseph Rosa, Connor Pavlone, Anthony Servideo all set to bat for Bowie here in the fourth inning. Rosa had an RBI single and a run scored in Bowie's 4-run second. 1-2. Hit in the air, right center field, carrying, but Brown sees it the whole way. He's got some great speed. Deep into right center field, he makes the catch. That's the third time that Burgos has had to utilize his center fielder. And now here's Pavlone. First pitch, right-hander watches it miss high. Count starts out at 1-0. Pavlone struck out swinging on a full count in the second. 1-0, too far outside, 2-0. And I really wonder if pitchers don't have much on Pavlone just yet, considering how few games he played with Bowie to start the year. 2-0, grounded to third, waiting on it, and between the legs, Cantrell grabs, throws to first, but a low throw bounces in front of Emery, and he can't scoop. And that's a throwing error on Cantrell, his fifth error in 25 games in the hot corner this season. First base runner that Bowie has managed all week against Raymond Burgos, and it's a one-out base runner. Here in the fourth, Anthony Servideo will bat now. Well, it was in the glove on the bounce to Emery, but he didn't get the full grip on it, and it fell away as he tried to make the swipe grab. Here's Anthony Servideo. First pitch is a fastball called for strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Servideo walked on 4 pitches back in the second inning, came home to score when Billy Cook hit his bases-loaded double. It's almost a triple, but he got tagged out. 0-1 pitch. A little flinch on a slider down and away. 1-1 now. Pavlone, a mild lead off of first base. But with a tall left-hander like Burgos on the mound, you don't want to get too risky. 1-1, swung on and missed down. One ball and two strikes now. 4-0 Bowie here in the fourth. But from the offensive outbursts we've seen from Richmond so far this week, still wouldn't hurt to put on a couple more. 1-2. Servideo watches it miss outside. Seemed to be the right call. Last second movement from the changeup. Runs it even at 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Burgos sets. 2-2. Called strike three at the knees. Home plate umpire Austin Snow has taken some noticeable pauses between a couple of his called strikes today. That was really the first one on a strikeout. And as Burgos was probably slated to go fairly long in this game, Richmond has changed their minds. They don't want him to pitch to the top of the lineup. Dennis Pelfrey is out of the dugout, and the Richmond skipper has to pull Burgos from this game. He did not seem too pleased that he only got to face 6 batters. So with runner at first and 2 away, Richmond will be making a pitching change. They bring in a right-hander. Well, not sure if that's Spencer Bivens or not. We'll tell you about it in a little bit. We return after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Well, a pitching change for the Squirrels a little bit earlier than expected here in the top of the fourth inning. Raymond Burgos departs midway through the frame, only an inning and 2/3. He did not give up a hit. He's not going to give up an earned run as the runner at first base belongs to him but reached on an error. Ben Madison takes over. First pitch to Billy Cook is a check swing on a fastball outside. He did not go. 1-0 to start. Burgos struck out 2 batters, including the last batter he saw. No walks, nothing. As we sit here in the top of the fourth, Bowie up 4-0. Next pitch in from Ben Madison is popped up. Right side of the infield, second baseman Glowenke watching it the entire time. Camps catches and ends the inning. So a pitching change for 2 pitches as Madison finishes out the frame. Bottom of the fourth coming up here in Richmond as Bowie still leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor?
powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Already on to the bottom of the fourth here in Richmond as Bowie nurses a 4-0 lead. Kay Povich back to work on three scoreless frames. First pitch to Brandon Martirano is crushed out to deep left field. Cook running back to the warning track. At the wall, he slips but makes the catch before he almost tumbled down. He's got a smile on his face about it as he's still able to help out Povich, saying, "Come on, man, look at this turf." It's not turf, it's grass, but you get my point. Boy, we have had some slick weather. Regardless of cleat length, you might still be slipping and sliding from time to time. There was a pregame performance today as Martirano is down on one pitch to start the frame. First pitch to Shane Matheny is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Matheny struck out swinging to start the second inning. They had a performance on the field pregame. It was a local karate school, their demo team, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider outside, it's nothing in two. So the demo team is just the squad that exhibits what they've been learning in front of the public to show and people that might be interested what they would do once they go through the school in the classes. Next pitch to Matheny, misses outside, 1-2. But to have a karate class try and go through an example session in their bare feet, as the 1-2 is popped foul out of play left side, in their bare feet on slick grass, because recall, it had downpoured no more than 2 hours prior. Grass couldn't dry that fast. It's not going to be dry until tomorrow, if at all, by tomorrow. 1-2 pitch, called strike three. Fastball on the upper outside corner. 7 strikeouts for Cade Povich through 3 2/3. Here's Jimmy Glowenke with already 2 gone and the bases empty in the fourth. But yes, that karate class in their bare feet, troopers that they were all over that right field grass like a slip and slide. First pitch into Glowenke is a fastball too far down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Again, troopers for the fact of what they were doing, but my goodness, Mother Nature did not want to make it easy on them. Next pitch to Glowenke, called for strike, a high fastball, 1-1. And that's what I was reminded of by watching Billy Cook take a little bit of an extra slip while tracking down that deep fly ball to left field. 1-1 pitch is up and away, 2 balls and 1 strike here on Glowenke. 59 pitches for Povich here through 3 2/3 scoreless. 2-1. Pieced foul. Goes back to the screen. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Povich has not used 20 or more pitches in any individual inning yet this evening. But still high pitch counts in a sense. 19 in the second, 17 in the third. His strikeout rates are what lead him to have such high pitch counts at times. Well, he has to fight to get that swing and miss stuff at points. Sometimes he doesn't need to fight for it. It just comes. The 2-2 to Glowenke. High fastball. Run it full. because that's the fifth full count for Povich against 14 batters faced. Two of them have been to Glowenki. Payoff pitch. And it's outside, ball four. Povich thought he had it. The infield did too. Glowenki has been the benefactor of both Povich walks today. And it extends the fourth inning for at least one more batter, Hayden Cantrell, who flew out to left field in the second. Wind coming in more succinctly from right field now. It'd been moving in from center for quite some time, but it's starting to really, really whip. First pitch. Fastball too far down and in. 1-0 to start. Runner at first, two away. Next pitch. High fastball for called strike. 1-1. As Bowie leads 4-0. Want to maintain this lead and maybe carry on to tomorrow as the 1-1 is called for strike in the upper outside corner. Povich using the high fastball well to try and work quickly by the switch hitter Cantrell, who only hits 200 as a right-handed batter this season. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. On the infield, right side. Cullen pointing to Servideo to make the call. Servideo sees it. The second baseman makes the catch. Two-out walk, not much of an issue as Povich has another scoreless frame. We're on to the fifth. Bowie leads 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Ellis. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
I want to give a shout-out to Keith Mayo, tuning in from Florida this evening. Kobe's got a couple of relatives in the ballpark tonight, but always a pleasure to have folks interact with the Bay Sox on social media. Kobe will lead things off for Bowie as they lead 4-0. You can follow Bowie on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Bowie Bay Sox, all three. First pitch to Mayo, misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. And it's just a fun coincidence today that the game sponsor for Richmond, tell it in a second, as the 1-0 misses inside, it's two balls and no strikes, is Duke's Mayonnaise. So they had their mascot out, and I can see on their television broadcast they're interviewing a representative from the company. 2-0 pitch misses, or called strike on the outside edge to Mayo, 2-1. So it's just a fun coincidence that for a fifth-inning interview, they've got Kobe Mayo in the box. It's almost as if they planned brand awareness with his last name. 2-1 pitch, misses down and away, 3-1. Ben Madison continues to relieve on the mound for the Squirrels. Raymond Burgos fired an inning and two-thirds of scoreless ball in relief himself. Mayo is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. 3-1, and he checks his swing, down and away, ball four. Second walk that Mayo has drawn today. It's the first for Madison, fourth overall for Richmond pitching. Yeah, I was talking with a scout a little bit earlier today, and I was reminded of an interview that Mayo recently did in which he was talking about how he doesn't necessarily like to call himself a power hitter. He obviously is a power hitter if you just isolate it strictly down to power. But he feels as if power adds a stigma of high strikeout rate. First pitch to Judd Fabian. This is inside. It's 1-0 to start. And Mayo does not have a high strikeout rate, less than 25%. That is the 12th time this season he has walked twice in a single game. 12 times. 1-0 pitch. Fabian watches it miss outside. Two balls and no strikes. 0-for-2 day, Judd Fabian. Bounced the ball to the third baseman in the first inning. That led to an out at home plate. Reached on the fielder's choice. Struck out swinging to end the second inning. Runner at first, none out. Bowie up by 4 as the 2-0 is up and in. Fabian saves his chin on that one, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes now. Madison sets, 3-0. High ball 4, fastball really looked like it could have gotten a piece. Well, I guess Fabian's smaller stature played a bit into that one. Only at 6-1, it's back-to-back walks here to open the inning for Ben Madison. Bowie has a chance to add on. Never really got to tell you about Ben Madison. He came in and threw just 2 pitches in the fourth inning. 6'3", 205-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Benton, Arkansas. Drafted in 2018, ninth round by San Francisco. So far here in this fifth inning, he's thrown 9 pitches and only 1 strike. Zach Watson to bat, 0-for-2, strikeout and flyout. First pitch, he shows bunt, bunts it in the air, foul. Touches down on the warning track left side. It's nothing and one to start. Difficult to lay down a bunt on a high fastball like that. I think Watson was trying to get his bat out of the way and might have just accidentally made contact too. But it's nothing and one to start. Madison on the season is just in his third appearance. Second this week, 3 innings. He has not allowed an earned run. 0-1 pitch. Watson smokes it up the middle but grabbed it short by Simon Whiteman. Both base runners keen to that batted ball. Don't get too far off of their bag, so no one gets doubled up. But Watson is put out on a runner in scoring position opportunity, and now Greg Cullen will bat with one gone. Bay Sox today are now 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. A metric that's been a bit of a problem here to start. And Greg Cullen has called for a pitch clock violation before this plate appearance opens. He's arguing, saying Ben Madison was not fully on the mound just yet, but the home plate umpire says that doesn't matter. Runners both take off on the first pitch. It's down and in for a called strike, and there's no throw. It's a double steal. Kobe Mayo grabs his 4th of the season, while Judd Fabian also picks up his 4th. Mayo's been caught once. Fabian has still not been caught. But with the pitch clock violation, it's now already nothing and 2 on Cullen, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Infield plays in, next pitch, and he grounds it over to first under the glove of Robert Emery into right field. Mayo scores. Here comes Fabian. There's no throw. 2 RBI single for Greg Cullen, and the Bay Sox lead 6-0 here in the 5th. What a wild plate appearance over the span of just 2 pitches. Violation to start it. Cullen watches a strike on a double steal and instantly bounces a 2 RBI single under the glove of the first baseman. Would have been a bit scary too, because it looked like Bowie might have been jumping on contact again. Had Robert Emery caught that ball, he could have gone home and put out Mayo. But instead, it's a 6-run lead for the Bay Sox. Cullen has hits in back-to-back games now. Those are his first 2 RBI with Bowie this season. It leads to a mound visit. Pitching coach Paul Ozaguerra is out to converse. Take you on a quick breeze around the Orioles organization right now as Delmarva leads Fredericksburg in the first inning. It's 4-0 Shorebirds. Norfolk and Durham are currently tied, and Aberdeen cruising over Greensboro right now, 7-0. That game's still in the 4th. John Rhodes steps in, 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. First pitch, Rhodes watches fastball miss up and in. It's 1-0 to start. First two runs allowed by Ben Madison here in Double A. After pitching scoreless earlier this week against Bowie. Next pitch, called strike, outside half. 1-1 here on Rhodes. Madison took the 8th and 9th innings on Wednesday. Started perfect, gave up 2 base runners in the 9th, but left them both on. Here's the 1-1. Rhodes watches a called strike, lower outside edge again, a fastball. 1-2 now. Alumni of Central Baptist College in Conway, Arkansas. At strong numbers in 22 relief outings at high A, 8-1 with a 3.05 ERA. 1-2 pitches swung on and missed high for strike 3. Rhodes goes for the fastball and comes up empty. First strikeout for Ben Madison, already the 7th for Richmond pitching. It's the 2nd out here in the 5th inning. But a 6-0 Bowie lead. Thanks in part to Greg Cullen here in the 5th. Joseph Rosa will bat now. Flew out to center field his last time up. First pitch. Rosa watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. Incredible strikeout numbers for Ben Madison in college, too. If you haven't heard of Central Baptist, I wouldn't necessarily blame you. An NAIA school. Next offering. Too far down and away. Count goes to 1-1 now. Or 2-0 now on Rosa, I should say. 1-2. RBI single and a run scored back in the 2nd inning. Here's the next. Called strike. High changeup hits. And it's 2-1. Central Baptist is such a small school that when you look at their Wikipedia page, they don't even have anything to say of notable alumni. Next pitch too far inside, 3-1, as Rosa has to kick his ankles out of the way. Runner at first, 2 away. 3-1 pitch. Popped foul out of play left side. Run it full here on Rosa. 353 average on a full count. 1-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Greg Cullen at first right now will get a jump with 2 outs. In his collegiate career, Madison struck out 301 batters in just 176 innings. Astonishing. Runner goes. 3-2 is fouled off. Inside fastball and a late hack by Rosa. He knows those inside pitches are tough for him, especially when they come to called strikes. So he was able at least to get a piece. Cullen not being held on here with a full count. Another payoff pitch, and it swung on and missed for strike 3. Rosa down on strikes, back-to-back punch-outs for Ben Madison to end the frame, but Bowie scores 2 on a Greg Cullen single. Halfway home here in Richmond, Bowie leads 6-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen, but how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. and anytime on demand at 1430wnav.com.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Richmond. Bowie adding on continually. A 6-0 advantage now as Cade Povich is back out for his fifth inning of work. 66 pitches deep through four scoreless innings. First pitch in here to Victor Barrichotto is called for strike in the lower inside corner. It's 0-1. Again, Povich has not thrown more than 19 pitches in any individual inning, but since they've all been in the high teens, it has still been slowly inching his pitch count. Oh, one pitch. Down and inside. One ball and one strike now. Barrichotto struck out looking to end the second inning. After him, it'll be Robert Emery and Simon Whiteman to bat. 7, 8, and 9 in the Squirrels lineup. Here's the 1-1. This is too far up and away. Fastball, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now. Povich out of the wind, curls the glove behind his head, fires the 2-1, and it's slapped on a line to deep center field. Fabian sprinting back to the warning track, leaps at the wall, and it's gone. Victor Barrichotto has his first double-A home run, a leadoff blast here in the fifth, and Richmond has their first run of the contest. Bowie's still up by 5, but it's 6-1 Bay Sox. That is the 11th home run given up by Cade Povich as Barrichotto collects his first RBI to boot. Povich has allowed 6 home runs in his last 3 starts. 103 miles an hour exit velocity, 352 feet from home plate. Here's Robert Emery. First pitch is fouled back to the screen. Count starts out at 0-1. Emery grounded out to the third baseman back in the third. It's only the second hit for Richmond today. And it's so fortunate that the Bay Sox offense has been turning the corner the way they have. Next pitch is swung on and missed down. It's 0-2. Bowie does only have 4 hits today. Well, it says 4 on the scoreboard. It's actually 5. Here's the next. Called strike 3. Breaking ball on the inside edge, and Emery loud afterwards. Instantly with some words for the umpire as Povich strikes out his 8th batter after allowing his first run to Richmond all season. Oh, wait, Bowie only has 4 hits on the game day tracker. Where was there an error mixed in? They ruled Cullen reaching on a fielding error back in the top of this frame. I don't think that's right. First pitch to Simon Whiteman is called for strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Emery dove for that ball, and even if it hit his glove, it was too fast for him to make a catch on. Next pitch is popped foul out of play right side. It's 0-2. The reason that's even more important is because that takes away 2 RBI from Greg Cullen. I don't agree with that ruling. 0-2 pitch to Whiteman. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 9 strikeouts for Cade Povich. 2 away here in the fifth. Back to the top of the lineup for Marco Luciano. I'm not a fan of that ruling. And usually I say official scorekeeper's rule is law, and that is the nature of the law in minor league baseball these days, but I'm not sure. First pitch to Luciano is popped up high in the sky on the infield. Servideo called off by Cullen, and the first baseman makes the catch. Leadoff home run by Victor Barrichotto is the first run allowed by Povich this season against the Squirrels in 17 innings. We go to the sixth. Bowie leads 6-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNEV.
Well, a six-run showing for the Bay Sox offense today and a five-run lead as we enter the sixth inning. Connor Pavlone leads off for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch to him misses too high. Count starts out at 1-0. Four runs in the second for Bowie on three base hits, three walks, 1-0 pitch. Pavlone watches up and in, two balls and no strikes. RBI single by Joseph Rosa and a bases loaded double for Billy Cook to drive in the four. And then in the fifth inning, what was ruled an error to score two runs as the 2-0 is up and away. Count goes to 3-0 here on Pavlone. Watching it back, I'm still not sure I completely agree with that ruling of error. So much so that it takes away the two RBI that Greg Cullen would have gotten. As the 3-0 is called for strike on the outside edge to Connor Pavlone. Sure, the run scored for Bowie, but it'd still be nicer if Cullen got the RBI that he probably should have. You can't assume a play at the plate. As the 3-1 is called strike on the outside edge. Run it full here on Pavlone. He started ahead 3-0 in the second inning before striking out swinging. And after working ahead 3-0 here to start, it's run full from Ben Madison. Next pitch in. Outside, ball four. Pavlone, no issue holding back. On a fastball away, that's the third walk by Madison so far. Sixth overall for Squirrels pitching. And now here's Anthony Servideo. Squirrels got their only run of the game so far when Victor Barracota led off the fifth inning with a homer. It might have finished the day for Cade Povich as well, as it looks like Houston Roth is warming in the bullpen for Bowie. First pitch in to Anthony Servideo is called for strike in the lower outside edge. It's nothing in one. So Roth might be settling into a new tandem with Cade Povich after a brief stint on the injured list for Roth. 0-1 offering outside. One ball and one strike here on Servideo, who's 0-1, a walk and a run scored in the second inning. Yeah, so if Povich is done, his numbers against Richmond this season have been otherworldly. And again, said this in pregame. That's almost putting it lightly. 1-1, popped up, behind home, a little bit to the right side on foul territory. Robert Emery sprints down in the first baseman. Cover just about all of the ground back to home plate before making the catch. Brandon Martirano was too late to the jump to try and find that ball. Emery saw it the entire way and retires Servideo in foul territory. Back to the top of the lineup for Billy Cook. So if the day is done for Povich, another nine strikeouts against the Squirrels with only one run and two hits in five innings. First pitch here to Billy Cook is fouled off. Over to the right side, it's nothing and one to start. Two for 3 day Cook popped out to second his last time up. Single in the first. He got thrown out at home plate. Bases loaded, double in the second to drive in three, but he got thrown out trying to sneak his way into a triple. 0-1 pitch from Madison, and Cook watches a nice curveball for called strike high. Nothing in two. So let's say Povich is done for the day. Against Richmond specifically this season, 17 innings, one run, four hits, four walks, 32 strikeouts in 17 innings. 0-2 pitch. Cook watches called strike three in the outside half. Now, we've seen pitches further away than that called for strike today. So I can understand Cook's frustration, but maybe misplaced a little bit, as it doesn't seem as if the home plate umpire, Austin Snow, got that one necessarily too wrong. Here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch. Mayo watches fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Strikeout and two walks for Mayo today. Scored in the fifth inning. Part of a double steal as well with Judd Fabian, who's on deck right now. 1-0. Mayo lifts it out toward right field. Not going to be deep enough as Barakoto jogs back and now jogs down a long way. He makes the catch and the inning is over. Bowie gets a leadoff walk, but they leave him at first. Bottom of the sixth coming up as they still lead by five. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on the 14th with our big hitter bobblehead, Connor Norby, for the first 750 fans. Saturday sees our special circus night with post-game fireworks. And Sunday features the Kobe Mayo Squish Pillow with special ticket package. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Well, the Bay Sox make a pitching change as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning here at the Diamond. Cade Povich is done for the day following five innings of one-run ball. First time all season he's been tagged for a run against Richmond. Two hits allowed, nine strikeouts, only two walks, and Houston Roth takes over. First pitch to Vaughn Brown is fouled off slowly to the right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Brown 0 for 2 on the day, two strikeouts. After him, it'll be Brandon Martirano and Shane Matheny to bat. His time is called by the umpire. Nobody went out to receive that ball. I think the bat boy was occupied with something else. Bay Sox manager Kyle Moore had to go get it. Next offering, pop foul out of play right side. It's nothing and two. First appearance for Roth in a little bit following a stint on the injured list. He's not thrown since June 24th when he picked up a save in, of all things, a 14-run win for Bowie. Came in the back end of his tandem with Carlos Tavera that day. Fired four scoreless innings. 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Breaking ball in the dirt. Roth opens his day with a strikeout. That's the 10th strikeout overall for Bay Sox pitching. For Roth, that's just the third time this season that he's opened a relief appearance with a punch-out. 6'3", 220-pound right-hander, drafted out of Mississippi in 2019. Fires the first pitch into Brandon Martirano, and it's swung on and missed. Fastball up and away. It's nothing and one. Roth on the season. Do I have his numbers? Next pitch. Called for strike. Lower outside edge. It's nothing and two. On the season with Bowie is 2-2 with a 5.85 ERA in 13 games, just four starts. And Martirano clobbers one deep into center field, but fortunately looks to stay in the park. Judd Fabian curls back on it, starts to backpedal and makes the catch. Two gone. 47 and two-thirds innings for Roth this season. 49 strikeouts, 27 walks. He's allowed 12 home runs, which is still the most on the team. And is just outside of the top five for most in the Eastern League this season. First pitch to Shane Matheny misses down. It's 1-0 to start. But again, Roth is coming off of a strong appearance against Altoona before hitting the injured list for 2 weeks. 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Prior to that, he did make two appearances against Richmond, both of them in long relief. Next offering, fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. Roth had normally been part of a tandem with Carlos Tavera. Pitched on Tuesday and Sunday against the Squirrels. Combined for 7 innings, 5 runs on 9 hits. 7 strikeouts, 6 walks. 1-2 pitch. Curveball outside. 2-2 on Matheny, who's 0-2 on strikeouts. The tandems have been touch and go for the Bay Sox this season as well. Yesterday it went well. The 2-2. Bounce back to the mound. Over Roth's glove. Rosa charges, grabs it short. Sidearm to first is in time. 6-3 put out. Rosa had to take that one on the second base side of his position. But a 3-up, 3-down inning for Houston Roth. And we're on to the 7th. Bowie leads 6-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, another pitching change for the Squirrels as we move into the top of the seventh inning here at the Diamond in Richmond. Fans, don't forget about Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium, the 24th edition of one of the most honored events in minor league baseball. Join the United States Naval Academy class of 2027 at this annual celebration presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Friday, August 4th at Prince George's Stadium. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. First pitch to Judd Fabian is called for strike on the outside edge as Jose Cruz takes over for the Squirrels here in this half inning. 0-1 pitch. And Fabian smacks a line drive foul right side. Count goes to nothing and two. The day is done for Ben Madison. No decision in 2 1/3 innings. Did not give up a hit, even though there is a little bit of snark on a ground ball ruled error. 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen. Count stays. Madison did give up two runs. Neither were earned because of that ruled error. Three strikeouts, three walks. Nothing and two here on Fabian with Zach Watson and Greg Cullen to bat as the right-hander Cruz takes over for the top of the seventh. Next pitch in. Grounded to short. Three hot hops where Simon Whiteman gloves between the legs and throws to first base in time. It was a triple-digit exit velocity for Judd Fabian, but it ends in a 6-3 putout. Jose Cruz, member of the 40-man roster for the Giants, a 6-foot, 203-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. International free agent signed back in 2017. 9 appearances in the year, an 0-1 record. First pitch into Watson, and the righty swings and misses on an off-speed outside. It's nothing and one to start. 3.75 ERA for Cruz, 12 innings, 16 strikeouts, 10 walks. He's allowed 2 home runs. Here's the 0-1. Watson watches fastball called for strike inside this time. It's nothing and two. Cruz last pitched on a Tuesday series opener when he polished off a scoreless ninth inning, 0-2 pitch. And it plunks Watson up near the shoulder. Ooh, he was quick to curl out of that one, but here comes Kristen Dyer to attend to him as Watson tries to keep his composure, slowly walking up first base. Takes his helmet off. Where did that get him? Oh, near the elbow. I was, at first, brief moment concerned it might have gotten Watson's head the way it had gone so far up and in. He didn't seem too concerned about it. And I don't think it actually got all of his elbow. Maybe got his forearm. And based on the camera angles we're getting, the umpires are obstructing what they're actually checking. And from my angle, Ryan Gohl is obstructing what they're actually checking. It seems to be his forearm. Left arm for Watson. That's the one that faces the pitcher most. Could be a nasty bruise on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball inside. But Dyer doesn't seem too concerned for the batter. Kyle Moore doesn't seem too concerned. Ryan Gohl doesn't seem too concerned. Of course, Watson is not going to seem too concerned, even though it does look like he's got a noticeable red spot and a hard bump about midway through the outer portion of his forearm. Robert Emery is chatting with Watson and the first base coach Gohl as well. So Watson gets nailed by one, and he's at first base. Here's Greg Cullen to bat now. First pitch. Lefty smokes it up the third base line, sprinting to the corner Shane Matheny, but it's going to tail out of play foul. Falls into the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Oh, one pitch, way outside. One ball and one strike as Martirano had to sneak to his left to make sure it didn't get by him. Still not too pleased that Cullen was ruled to have reached on an error in his last plate appearance. Took away two potential RBI. 1-1. And he floats it into left center field, not very deep. Vaughn Brown will sprint over. He makes the catch. I tell you, Brown has been covering all of the ground. I only half meant to make that rhyme. Out in the outfield today, there's only been one flyout to an outfielder besides Brown from Bowie. Kobe Mayo flew out to right in the sixth. John Rhodes to bat, runner at first, two away in the seventh. As Cruz sets, runner takes off. First pitch is outside for a ball. Throw to second is too late. Unfortunately, it hit Watson's arm and not his legs because he swipes his 10th bag of the season. Has not been caught yet. As Bowie has their fourth stolen base of the game, all of them against Martirano, he has not caught a single attempt today. 1-0 the count on Rhodes after the first pitch outside. Here's the next. Down and away. Eats up some dirt. 2-0. It's only the second time this season that Bowie has stolen four bases in a road game. Ties a season high that they set back on June 10th in Erie. That was a great series for the Bay Sox, too. Took 5 of 6 from the team that eventually won the first half in the Southwest Division. 2-0 pitch. Way outside, 3-0. Could have been 6-of-6, but Bowie just does not play well on Sundays. He's not won on a Sunday, I think, since May at this point in the year. 3-0. Called a strike on the inside edge. Rhodes was thinking he could get ball four, but the way the zone has been called today, he was wise to at least pause for a moment as to not embarrass himself. As many batters have already done this week. He wouldn't have been the first, and he probably wouldn't have been the last. 3-1 offering. Same pitch. Maybe a little bit further inside, but it is absolutely going to draw some ire from the Bay Sox dugout to see it happen twice in a row. Rhodes calls for time and is going to just have his back to home plate, not wanting to send any frustration at anyone around it. But the fans getting loud now as Jose Cruz tries to dance around a runner in scoring position. Full count, two outs. Pitch on the way. Rhodes watches it down and away, ball four. That'll quiet the crowd quickly. First walk drawn by Rhodes today. First given up by Cruz. Squirrel staff has walked seven batters so far this evening. Bowie does not walk this much this often. But it's not as if they're going to complain. Especially when you consider that the strikeout ratio today is almost dead even. Here's Joseph Rosa, first and second with two away, a battery visit. So we lead 6-1 here in the top of the seventh, just past the 8 o'clock hour. Rosa is 1-for-3. RBI single and a run scored in the second. First pitch. Switch hitter. Watches it miss low. I tell you, the zone has been a little bit fluid here in this inning. A couple of pitches well inside to John Rhodes were called for strike. That one looked to be at least well enough on Rosa's knees. Either way, it's 1-0 to start. Next offering. Too far outside. That one an easy take. Two balls and no strikes. Rosa flew out to center field in the fourth, struck out swinging on a full count to end the fifth. Righty sets, looks back second. 2-0 pitch from Cruz. Down and in, 3-0. I tell you, the weather has been calming itself more and more as the night has progressed. And it's actually starting to become a much more temperate and bearable temperature. Not to mention the humidity is dropping as well. 3-0 to Rosa. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. I tell you, those pouring rains earlier, though, were a bit of a detriment to local business here around the diamond. They do a lot of fun things on Saturdays, specifically, that the rain impacted. 3-1. And it's hit high out toward right field. Not very deep, though. Barracoto will sprint to his left and stop suddenly. He makes the catch to end the inning and strand a pair on base. Time to stretch here in Richmond. Bowie leads by 5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
when I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening, you understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh here in Richmond, a 5-1 or 5-run. Bowie lead. First pitch from Houston Roth to Jimmy Glowenke. Bounces in, down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Glowenke has reached base twice today. He was the only batter to draw a walk against Cade Povich in his five innings. Did so twice, second and fourth. Never got past first base, however. Next pitch in from Roth. Fastball nearly takes Glowenke's elbow off. Two balls and no strikes. Hit by pitch back in the seventh inning. Doesn't seem to have affected Zach Watson as the next is checked on. High fastball. Didn't go around. Three balls and no strikes here. I'm almost positive that's Watson out in right field. We didn't get an announcement, but you never know sometimes. It is Watson as the 3-0 is called for strike high. Fastball to 3-1, so Watson cleared to come back out on the defensive side of things. Next pitch, too far inside, and a leadoff walk. Well, I remember talking with Chase McDermott after his no-hitter. There was a specific batter in that one. I can't recall off the top of my head. Let me see if I can go back and find the box score of that game. No-hitter was in May, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Here's Aiden Cantrell. First pitch is called strike in the lower inside edge. It's nothing in one. In that no-hitter, Henry Davis had given Bowie plenty of fits at the plate. As the next pitch here is grounded foul, first base side. Nothing in two. And I asked McDermott about it afterwards and then asked Nolan Hoffman as well. Because Hoffman had contributed on that no-hitter, was there something specific that Davis was doing that led to him drawing so many walks and giving you guys all such fits? And they said no, sometimes a batter just has a good day. The 0-2 pitch misses outside. It's one ball and two strikes now. Because they followed their game plan. They almost felt as if Davis had followed a plan they assumed he would take based on the way he approaches certain pitches. But it just worked out in his favor as the 1-2 is lifted in the air, foul, left side. It's going to get out as it falls into the Bay Sox bullpen where everyone sits around calmly. Connor Loprich almost made the catch. Count stays at a ball and two strikes here. Roth sets, holds at the waist. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, ripped foul on a line into the netting. Goes to the right side, just above the Richmond dugout. Count stays. Lengthy plate appearances have hurt Houston Roth in the past. That's why he's got such a low innings count, despite being used as essentially a starting pitcher while working in these tandems. Another 1-2. Grounded over to first, but foul. Up the line where Greg Cullen picks against the coach's box. Count stays at a ball and two strikes now. Cantrell 0-for-2. Flew out to left field in the second. Popped out to second base in the fourth. Yeah, Roth with his 13 appearances. Still only 47 and two-thirds innings. Pickoff throw back to first. Nearly went sailing into right field. Greg Cullen had to hop up and catch it. Yeah, Roth only averages 3 2/3 innings per outing. 1-2 pitch. Lifted again, foul. Left side still out of play. Cantrell stays alive. This will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Boy, the high fastball has been so fascinating for Bowie lately. How much of an easy pitch it has seemed to be for swing and miss action. Peter Van Loon had practically been using it for his last couple of stellar starts before he switched over to his slider on Tuesday and pitched phenomenally. But it's good to see Roth use that there to get through a lengthy plate appearance. First pitch to Victor Barrichotto is called for ball, but I'm not too sure where. Good moving fastball. The sinker there for Roth. Seemed like it got all of the knees. Next pitch. Called strike. Pitch not really any different. In terms of height, it was exactly the same as the previous pitch called ball. It moved a little bit to the left. But it was at the exact same height. I'm not sure. Now the 1-1 pitch. Barrichotto swings and misses in a low breaking ball. It's nothing in two. 1-for-2 day. Barrichotto struck out looking in the second. Solo home run for his first at AA in the fifth. Led off that frame, and that's the last scoring so far as Bowie leads 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. And we're getting some sunlight as the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. High fastball again. Roth realizing he can use it as a put-down pitch after the previous plate appearance. Now with two gone, Richmond is going to make a change. They're bringing in left-hander Logan Wyatt to replace Robert Emery. We'll see if it's a straight switch. Once we get to the next half inning, Emery was playing at first base. I'd imagine it will be, since Wyatt was at first base yesterday. Wyatt on the season hitting .250 with 3 home runs, 10 runs batted in. This is his 15th appearance. First pitch. Bounces in. Count starts out at 1-0. So Roth on the season has thrown just over 900 pitches. And among Bowie arms, that is the most among pitchers with fewer than 50 innings. As the next pitch here to Wyatt is called for strike in the lower outside edge. It's 1-1 now. So Robert Emery is done. He grounded out to third base in the third and struck out looking in the fifth. That's his day, 0-2. Next pitch. Breaking ball up and away. And it's 2-1 now. Runner at first, 2 away, but we up by 5. 2-1 offering. Breaking ball, too far, down and in. 3-1. But Roth had been continually having problems similar to that with Carlos Tavera. Tavera, many times, would work ahead. 1-2, nothing in 2, and then lose a batter, run it full. 3-1 is swung on and missed outside. Run it full here on Logan Wyatt. But Tavera has been starting to turn that corner away, especially since he shifted into a full-time starting role. You want to see that now from Roth, especially as he works off of the injured list. Runner at first goes. The 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. I'd say that's turning a corner. After a leadoff walk, Roth strikes out the side. We're on to the eighth as Bowie leads by 5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
I said it earlier, but my goodness, this has become just an outright lovely evening here at the Diamond in Richmond. Despite downpours early in the afternoon and following humidity, we're now looking at high 70s temperatures and only partly cloudy skies. Humidity raising actually a little bit, but we're just not feeling it, I think thanks in part to much lower wind. As we move on to the eighth inning, Bowie leads by 5, and the Flying Squirrels are making an abrupt pitching change. Jose Cruz is forced to leave this game after a discussion with the athletic trainer Chris Walsh and manager Dennis Pelfrey. He was on the mound, had thrown, I think, one warm-up pitch, but nothing came of that. And fortunately, the Squirrels were able to quickly get Tyler Myrick up, warming in the bullpen, while they attended to Cruz, realized he couldn't stay in the game, and made the call to bring in the new right-hander to relieve. So Cruz is done for the day with one scoreless inning. He didn't give up a hit, didn't strike anyone out, walked a batter. That was it. There is a defensive change as well for the Squirrels after Logan Wyatt came in as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. He replaced Robert Emery outright at first base. Inning starts with Connor Pavlone at the plate. First pitch misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. So let's tell you about the new pitcher on the mound. Myrick, a 6-foot, 205-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Gainesville, Florida. 14th-round selection in 2021, throws a pitch back to the screen. Clearly missed that, as it's 2 balls and no strikes. Myrick making just his second double-A appearance following supremely outstanding, like, I don't even know how to put it. His great numbers with High A Eugene. Next pitch, popped in the air, right side, moving to foul ground. Wyatt and Martirano converge. Wyatt makes the catch, first baseman. In foul territory, that's how Pavlone is put out. Myrick had a 1.04 ERA in 26 relief appearances with High A Eugene, led the team with 9 saves. This is his second double-A outing after firing an inning and two-thirds scoreless 2 nights ago. He walked the second batter he saw, but then retired the next 4 with 3 strikeouts. Fires the first pitch here to Anthony Servideo for a called strike. Bottom edge, it's nothing and one. It's an 0-for-2 day. Servideo walked and scored back in the second inning as the next pitch misses down and in again. It's 1-ball and 1-strike now. Bases empty, one away. Bowie up 6-1 as the next is driven in the air. Left field, headed to the corner. Matheny still jogging at the warning track, and he's able to make the catch. Almost overran the ball, as a matter of fact. Servideo would have been able to pick up his second double-A home run had Bowie been at home. But instead, it's a fly out to left field, 320 feet away. And there's two gone now for Billy Cook to bat. Top of the lineup, fifth time at the plate for Cook. He's 2-for-4. First pitch. And he watches off speed, called for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Cook singled to left field to open the game, but got thrown out at home plate later. 0-1 pitch. This is up and away. Count to a ball and a strike now. Had a bases loaded double to drive in three in the second. Cook now has 8 RBI with the bases loaded this season. Talk about thrilling stuff. But he got thrown out trying to stretch that double into a triple. It was a little dicey as the 1-1 pitch is too far outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Since then, Cook has popped out to second and struck out looking. It's his 16th multi-hit game of the season. 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. Count evens here at 2 with bases empty and 2 outs. Top of the 8th inning as Bowie tries to win their second consecutive game. Set up the opportunity for a series split tomorrow when they've got Connor Gillespie starting on the mound. Gillespie has been strong in a starting role for Bowie, even though he hasn't gotten many chances. 2-2 outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. We'll have to see if Peter Van Loon will follow Gillespie as the payoff pitch is down low, ball 4. Cook reaches for the third time today. Richmond has had their issues with the free passes as Myrick walks his first. That is the 10th walk for Richmond pitchers. Ties a season high for Bowie batters in walks drawn. Of the 10 so far, 4 of them have scored. Of course, it could be 5, depending on what Kobe Mayo does here with Billy Cook on base. First pitch, Mayo grounds it hard but foul. Third base side, it's nothing and one. Well, it's good that 4 of those runs have scored for Bowie, but I think it's at least still notable that even without those runs, they'd still be ahead in this game. The 0-1 pitch is lifted in the air, foul, up toward the right field corner. Barragoto sprinting, but he's going to run out of room, and he stopped abruptly because he lost his sunglasses. Realized it wasn't going to be worth going the full distance to the wall, and as soon as his sunglasses fell off his head, he realized that I should probably go get those. But it's nothing at 2 here on Mayo, who's 0 for 2 with 2 walks and a run scored. Next pitch. High fastball misses. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yeah, even without any of the walks today, Bowie would still be ahead, and I think that's enough to say that their offense is doing what they need to be doing with their bats as much as they have been with their eyes. 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Fastball grabs the outside half of the plate. A 2-out walk left stranded as Mayo is down looking. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie still leads by 5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay, and Eastern Shore.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Richmond as the Bay Sox are making a pitching change. Surprising at least some, as Houston Roth is done for the day following two scoreless innings. Roth, who had plenty of time spent as either a starting pitcher or a tandem reliever for long relief, only threw 34 pitches tonight. Faced just one over the minimum. Two innings, no hits or runs, one walk, four strikeouts. And now Nolan Hoffman throws. Sidearming right-hander fires the first in, and it's too far down to Wade Meckler. Another change here for the Squirrels as they bring in another left-hander. Simon Whiteman is out of the game. Next pitch, and Meckler watches it miss down and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. But again, two scoreless innings for Roth. We might be converting him into a full-time reliever as the 2-0 is grounded to the right side, deep in the hole. Cervinho takes it high on two hops across the body, throws and got him! That's the second straight day Anthony Cervinho has made an unthinkable play, going directly to second base and still getting the ball over to first in time. 4-3 putout. Cervinho gets it started. What a great jump and a full extension grab before an on-target throw to first base. Now Marco Luciano will bat. 0 for 3 day for him. Strikeout, flyout, pop out. First pitch, and the right-hander watches it miss inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Nolan Hoffman, a 6'4", 190-pound right-hander. First overall pick in the minor league Rule 5 draft. Back in 2021, formerly of Seattle, fires a breaking ball low for called strike, 1-1. On the season for Bowie, Hoffman has made 17 outings, an 0-1 record, a 4.84 ERA. 1-1, breaking ball blasted in the air to the left field corner. If it's fair, it's long gone. What's the third base umpire got to say? This ball is foul. 108 miles an hour off of the bat of Luciano. He did not leave the batter's box. Well, I shouldn't say that. He didn't leave the batting circle, did not start up the line, as that batted ball traveled 407 feet. And he didn't seem to be too concerned that it was ruled foul. He must have thought it was the right call. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Change up on the outside half for Hoffman. He picks up his first strikeout. Back-to-back outs here to start the eighth inning. That's the 14th strikeout for Bowie pitching tonight. And now Vaughn Brown will bat. Hoffman is coming off of two great appearances in the Somerset series. First pitch to Brown is called for strike at the knees. Count opens up at nothing and one. Brown has struck out on all three trips to the plate, twice swinging, once looking. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike again. Fastball on the upper outside edge. It's nothing and two. Hoffman. Stellar strikeout-to-walk ratio against the right-handers. They just cower in fear at his sidearm delivery. 0-2 pitch, way outside. Couldn't get the chase. One ball and two strikes. So in two outings against Somerset last week, Hoffman combined for 3 2/3 scoreless innings on 72 pitches. Two hits, four walks, four strikeouts. Here's the 1-2. Bounce to the right side slowly. Cervinho between the ankles throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Nolan Hoffman out of the pen. On to the ninth. Bowie leads by 5 as they try to wrap up their second straight win. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man.
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Already on to the ninth inning here in Richmond as Bowie wants to add on just a little bit more before the night comes to a close. They lead 6-1. First pitch in to Judd Fabian. Misses up and in. It's 1-0 to start. Defensive changes for the Squirrels here in this inning as the 1-0 pitch is pop foul out of play, 1-1. Tyler Myrick continues to pitch in relief, but the left side of the field has gone through some shifts. Wade Meckler has entered the game. He replaced Simon Whiteman as a pinch hitter in the eighth. 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed high. 1-2 on Fabian, who's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored today. Meckler goes to left field. Shane Matheny in left goes to third. Hayden Cantrell at third goes to short, as the 1-2 is fouled out of play, right side, count stays. Cantrell replaced Whiteman at short. So Meckler now in left, Matheny now at third, and Cantrell now at short with Simon Whiteman out of the game. 1-2 pitch to Fabian. Grounded to third, deep in the hole, fair ball, and Matheny can't glove it. It's going to the corner. Fabian turns at first, holds his helmet on the way to second base, and will cruise in standing before the ball even gets back to the infield. Third double of the season for Judd Fabian. Hits in back-to-back games for the Bay Sox, and they've got a runner in scoring position here to start this frame. Back-to-back games with an extra base hit for Fabian as well. He had his triple 2 nights ago. And now Zach Watson will bat after getting nailed by one on the forearm back in the seventh inning, a fastball. He'll step in on an 0-for-3 day. Myrick sets, looks back second base, brings home the first, and Watson watches a fastball miss outside, 1-0 to start. Well, when Myrick reads the signs, he has a very peculiar stance. He keeps his pitching hand empty while holding the ball in his mitt and keeping the mitt at the chin as the 1-0 is up and away. Two balls and no strikes. But instead of maybe leaning in and resting the mitt on his chin, he stands upright and brings his arm out parallel to the ground. The 2-0 pitch. Watson checks his swing on a slider down and away, 3-0. It's almost as if he's a pirate allowing a parrot to be perched upon his elbow, wanting to give it a flat surface to rest on before he snaps set at the chest. First base plays in. The 3-0 pitch is called a strike. Inside edge, it's 3-1. But Bowie leads 6-1 here. We've not seen any scoring since the fifth inning. Myrick sets, 3-1, Watson swings and misses, breaking ball down, and it runs full. First full count for Watson today as he hits 133 with a 3-2 count, strikes out about half the time, walks about a quarter of the time. No outs, payoff pitch, Watson swings and misses for strike three. Fastball down, and after working ahead 3-0 to start the plate appearance, he's headed back to the dugout. Second strikeout for Myrick today. 11th overall for Squirrels pitching. And now here's Greg Cullen. 0-for-3 day, walk run scored. Reached on an error that drove in two runs that I still say should have been a 2-RBI single, but I'm not the official scorer. First pitch. Cullen watches fastball for called strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Fabian dancing around the base path right now. Second baseman not too close, while Hayden Cantrell at short had bluffed a run into second. 0-1 pitch. Cullen swings and misses. Low fastball. Nothing and two here. Bowie getting another right-hander warm in their bullpen. Looks to be Nick Richmond. The 0-2. Down and in. While the Squirrels are going with a right-hander of their own with runner at second, one out. Can't confidently say who that is. And I'm not even too confident that it's Nick Richmond. I'm trying to go off the facial hair there. He's got that red beard. 1-2. Swing and a piece into the mitt of the catcher. Strike three. Upper outside corner. Third strikeout for Myrick. Back-to-back here after Judd Fabian led off with a double. Yeah, that's Richmond. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch, right-hander. Lifted high and deep but foul. Right side, nothing in one. Rhodes had an infield single in the second. Scored, part of that four-run frame for Bowie. Overall, he's 1-for-3. Fly-out, strikeout, he walked most recently in the seventh. A one offering. Rhodes bounces it up the middle, deep in the hole at short. Loses the hat. Cantrell gloves, throws to first, and it's in time. Bowie gets a leadoff double. That was a speedy run in by Cantrell, but they cannot score as Fabian is stranded at second. Three outs away from their second consecutive win, Bowie leads by five. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by and catch up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. You've picked a fun one this evening. As we move on to the bottom of the ninth here in Richmond, Bowie three outs away from picking up their second consecutive win as they lead 6-1 over the Flying Squirrels. It's a pitching change for the Bay Sox as well, and a fun little tidbit to go with it as Nick Richmond pitches in Richmond here in the ninth inning. Right-hander takes over for Nolan Hoffman, who had a perfect eighth inning with a strikeout. Pitcher of record still Cade Povich, following five innings of one-run ball with nine strikeouts. Richmond will face Brandon Martirano, Shane Matheny, Jimmy Glowenke. Not a save situation, but would still be nice for a clean frame. First pitch, Martirano watches called strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in one. 0-for-3 day for the right-hander. Strikeout, two flyouts. As the 0-1 offering is swung on and missed outside. Quickly, nothing in two. Nick Richmond, a 6'4", 195-pound right-hander, minor league free agent signed by Baltimore last year, makes just his third AA appearance. after his debut and a brief stint on the injured list. He fired an inning in Somerset last week and gave up a run on three hits, but did strike out three. The 0-2 misses outside. One ball and two strikes here. So two total outings for Richmond, 2 2/3 innings. But with three earned runs, he's got an ERA in double digits, 10.13. 1-2 offering. Grounded hard to short, and it's ahead of Joseph Rosa into left field, a base hit. Bounced high in front of his glove, and they'll rule it a hit. 102-mile-an-hour exit velocity does add to the argument, and Martirano has hits in two of his last three games now for the Squirrels. As he goes to left field, Shane Matheny will bat now. Matheny 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out. First pitch, lefty, watches off speed, miss up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Richmond pitched exactly a week ago today. Part of a 9-5 Bowie loss. It was less his fault on that one as the 1-0. This is down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Ignacio Feliz came in and gave up five runs for Bowie. Bay Sox made a late charge, but that five spot was what hurt most. Richmond gave up three singles to open that frame and then struck out the next three batters. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball runs it to 2-1. And here in the bottom of the ninth, if he did the same thing, it'd still be fine. Four-run cushion for the Bay Sox is plenty to tango against just three singles, but you'd like to see the strikeouts come earlier, of course. 2-1 offering. Too far up and away. Three balls and one strike now. His double-A debut took some time, an inning in 2/3 against Harrisburg back at the end of May. Needed nearly 40 pitches throughout the appearance. This is his first road game. Pickoff throw back to first. Cullen did not fully catch the ball, but it just fell directly on top of the runner, Martirano. We'll wait on the 3-1 offering here to Matheny. Runner at first, none out. Bowie leads by five. Next pitch home. It's inside, ball four. Richmond has allowed the first two to reach here in the ninth. That's his first walk, fourth walk overall for Bay Sox pitching. Now here's Jimmy Glowenke, who has done nothing but walk. All three times he stepped to the plate, he's gone to first base on ball four. Connor Pavlone is going to come out and chat with Richmond. And it seems like Richmond is doing more of the talking than anything in this situation. Now that Pavlone has already gives one final piece on it. And heads back to his spot behind home plate. Glowenke hitting just 087 with runners in scoring position. Strikes out about a quarter of the time. Richmond works on the first base side of the rubber, comes set at the waist, and looks back second base. First pitch. Line drive left field, hooking, and going foul. Pulled too much by Glowenke on a changeup that sat outside half. It's nothing in one to start. In the small sample sizes from Richmond, left-handers have hit him a little bit harder. As the 0-1 bounces in. One ball and one strike on the outside edge. Wind in a bit from right field as Bowie leads 6-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Trying to win their second consecutive game. Next pitch. Check swing. He went. Home plate umpire the one to make the call. And a curveball down and away as Glowenke couldn't get the barrel of his bat back in time. Fans getting vocal about their opinion on that call, but it seemed fair. As the 1-2. This is down and away. Richmond continually trying to play in the dirt outside. hasn't been benefiting him just yet. First and second, none out. Richmond sets. The 2-2 pitch. Too far outside. Run it full here on Glowenke. 0 for 7 on full counts, 3 strikeouts, 8 walks in 28 games this season. He's already walked twice on a full count, and the 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Richmond turns the tables, picks up his first strikeout. 15th overall for Bay Sox pitching tonight. And now Hayden Cantrell will bat. Runners at first and second, now one gone. Fastball well up and away for Richmond on that offering. First pitch here is too far outside. Changeup starts the count at 1-0. There's only been one called strike for Richmond so far out of the 16 pitches he's thrown. He's only got 7 strikes total. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, a called strike. There it is. As he hits the outside half of the plate with a curveball. One ball and one strike now. 6-1 Bowie in the bottom of the ninth. If they can finish this one off, they'll have a chance for the series split tomorrow. 1-1 offering. Fastball called for strike at the knees. Oh, Richmond had been playing low and away, and you could even say extreme low and away for quite some time. Now he's just playing a bit low. Not trying too far outside, and it's worked for back-to-back called strikes. 1-2 pitch. Blasted in the air to right field. Out toward the corner, Watson sprinting on it. Has a beat. Almost overran the ball, but makes the catch. Up against the warning track on the foul line, Zach Watson brings it down. I tell you, the wind, while it hasn't been strong today, has been tricksy, mobile, fluid, multiple directions. And has fooled some of the outfielders briefly. Hasn't really seemed to really throw any of them on their toes, fortunately. But that's two outs from Richmond here in the ninth. And he faces Victor Barracoto, who has the only run driven in for Richmond today on his solo homer. First pitch. He watches off speed, miss outside. It's 1-0 to start. It's a 1-for-3 day overall, Barracoto. Solo homer in the eighth to straightaway center field. Or in the fifth, I should say, to center field. Came off of Cade Povich. And it was great to see Povich instantly shut down the offense after that. 1-0 pitch. Misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Well, Barracoto does have a lot of swings and misses so far today. But he does still have a handful of called strikes. So you want to at least set him up early with a called strike, maybe. The 2-0 is swung on and missed outside. A curveball. It's 2-1. And since you missed out on the chance to work early with a called strike, obviously you got to swing back in with the swing and miss stuff. Either way, Richmond can easily get back into this. 2-1 offering. Just misses outside. Curveball runs it to 3-1. As Bowie is getting a new right-hander warm in their bullpen, while Richmond is up to 23 pitches against just 5 batters here in this ninth inning. 3-1 pitch. Curveball too far inside for ball 4. Second walk from Richmond in this inning loads the bases for Logan Wyatt. Fifth walk overall for Bay Sox pitching. As Bowie warms Ignacio Feliz, and Forrest Hermann will make a mound visit. Orioles big winners today. Kicked off their series with Minnesota, a weekend set with the Twins. A 6-2 victory. Or I should say their second straight game. Forgot they had the 3-1 win yesterday. O's have been moving so quickly after winning 4 straight now. It's just odd that they're playing Minnesota for a 3-game series the second time in three total series. But I guess that's just the way the schedule's played out. Mound visit over. Wyatt into the box on the season. He's 0 for 1 with the bases loaded. Two runs driven in, one of them on a walk. First pitch in. Left-hander flinches on an inside breaking ball. 1-0. Well, a five-run lead usually seems manageable, but Wade Meckler, who's shown outstanding power this season, is on deck. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed outside. It's 1-1. And with the trouble of location so far for Richmond, 26 pitches, only 12 strikes, not that hard to conceive of a situation where he maybe walks Wyatt and has to face Meckler as a tying run. 1-1. Line drive, right center field. Watson sprinting down. Camps catches. And the ball game is over. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. As Richmond, a little bit shaky in the ninth, strands the bases loaded and helps deliver Bowie's 6-1 victory, their second straight against the Squirrels this weekend. We've got plenty to discuss as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, another big win for the Bowie Bay Sox this evening as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame from the Diamond. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia, following a 6-1 victory over the Flying Squirrels tonight. Second consecutive win for Bowie, and they have a chance to force a series split tomorrow against the top team in the Southwest Division so far here in the second half. Would be a very fun finish to this week. First of 2 weeks they're going to spend here in Richmond this season. But first, we get going with the recap. We've got a lot to talk about, so we'll recap this one first and then look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. But first, we recap, take you back a far way, 6.05 p.m. when first pitch came home from Ryan Murphy to Billy Cook. It was a fouled off ball, and Cook would eventually single, steal second, and move to third on an error. But for the fourth time this week, Bowie had a runner thrown out at home plate when Judd Fabian bounced a ball to third, and Cook was taken down 5-2. Bottom of the first came around, though, and fortunately, Cade Povich, unfazed, 14 pitches to strike out the side. And in the second, Bowie wanted to make sure that they didn't have an issue with anyone thrown out at home. And after a leadoff walk and infield single, Joseph Rosa made sure that there was nothing put on the ground. Another 0-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle, a base hit. Cullen's going to get a wave around. Picked in center by Brown. Thrown way up the line, and Cullen scores. RBI single by Joseph Rosa. The Bay Sox lead 1-0 here in the second. That would not be it for Bowie in the inning either, though, as John Rhodes was already on base when Rosa singled. Servideo would walk to load the bases, and Billy Cook would step up, deliver a big extra base hit. Another 1-2 pitch. Cook cranks a line drive to left field. It's over Matheny's head and all the way to the wall. Rhodes scores. Rosa scores. Here comes Servideo from first base. The throw gets cut off. No one's covering third. And Cook's going to get into a rundown. He'll be tagged out trying to stretch his double into a triple, but it's a bases-clearing double. And the Bay Sox lead 4-0 here in the second. So four-run lead, all of that off of Ryan Murphy, and that would turn out to be plenty for the Bay Sox to go off of. Meanwhile, Cade Povich was still working clean, 5 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings. And while Bowie's offense did settle from there, scoreless third and fourth between Murphy and Raymond Burgos, Burgos then Ben Madison as well, Cade Povich was still working fine. 6 strikeouts through 3 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts through 4 scoreless innings. In the fifth, Kobe Mayo and Judd Fabian both walked to lead off, and after a lineout by Zach Watson, Greg Cullen stepped up, and while they did rule this an error, it's a base hit in my heart. Cullen was able to bring in a couple of runs. Infield plays in, next pitch, and he grounds it over to first under the glove of Robert Emery into right field. Mayo scores. Here comes Fabian. There's no throw. 2 RBI single for Greg Cullen, and the Bay Sox lead 6-0 here in the fifth. So a 6-0 lead. Again, they ruled that an error, so Cullen didn't get any RBI on the fact, but still brought in the runs at the very least with a well-struck ball. In the bottom of the fifth, Richmond was able to finally get on the board. Cade Povich had fired 16 consecutive scoreless innings against the Squirrels so far this year. Victor Barracota decided that that was finally enough. Rolls the glove behind his head, fires the 2-1, and it's slapped on a line to deep center field. Fabian sprinting back to the warning track, leaps at the wall, and it's gone. Victor Barracota has his first double-A home run. A leadoff blast here in the fifth, and Richmond has their first run of the contest. Bowie's still up by 5, but it's 6-1 Bay Sox. Now Povich would rebound, strike out the next 2 batters to finish his outing. 9 strikeouts in 5 innings of one-run ball. Bowie's offense had nothing left to show, though, against Jose Cruz and Tyler Myrick. And while the ninth inning did get a little bit dicey with Nick Richmond on the round, Houston Roth and Nolan Hoffman both pitched clean. Richmond did allow the bases to be loaded with 2 outs before getting a flyout by Logan Wyatt to finally end the contest. So your final score, Bowie, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, they left on 9. Richmond scores 1 run on 3 hits, they had 3 errors on the night. Squirrels left on 7. Cade Povich picks up the win, he is 6-7 on the season. Ryan Murphy the loss, he falls to 1-5, no save in the game. 2 hours and 44 minutes it played in front of a paid attendance of 6,872. With the win, Bowie moves to 35-45 on the season, a 2-game winning streak, 19-19 when playing on the road. Isn't that when Herbert Hoover was elected? I'm not sure. 19-19. With the loss, Richmond falls to 41-39 on the year, a 2-game losing streak. The Squirrels are now 25-19 when playing in front of home crowds. Second half sees Bowie improve to 4-7 on the year, while Richmond falls to 8-3. We'll talk about implications in the Southwest Division standings in just a second, but now we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll cruise around the Eastern League and check in on some of the scoreboards of games in action. There's 2 games that are already final as well. We'll talk about those and tell you how the standings look at the end of the day, checking on the Orioles system too. As we continue on with Bay Sox postgame after this, Bowie takes down Richmond today 6-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
right, back to Richmond one final time here on Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you from the Diamond as Bowie takes down the Flying Squirrels this evening 6-1. Let's go ahead and walk you around the rest of the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams are faring. You got three games still in action, two games closed. Altoona was able to break a 2-2 tie in the sixth inning against the Erie Seawolves and hold a 4-2 lead for the rest of the night. That was the final. 12 hits for the Curve in that one. Portland, a three-run fifth inning, able to jump out of a two-run hole and go from there to beat Binghamton today 4-2. And then three games in action, they might be thinking about extra innings in Hartford. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats had a 6-0 lead in the eighth, and it's gone. Six-run eighth inning for the Yard Goats to tie it. And as they start the top of the ninth, New Hampshire will try and restart. Akron blanking Harrisburg at the moment. They're just about to start stretching. A 3-0 contest for the home team in that one. And Somerset on top of Reading as they host the Fightins. It's 4-1 after seven full innings. Around the Orioles organization, you've got all three games still in action on the farm. Norfolk breaking a 2-2 tie in the sixth inning with two runs of their own. They lead 4-2 over the Rays affiliate, Durham. It's the eighth inning there. Delmarva extending their lead in a big shutout blowout. 7-0 over Fredericksburg, Nats affiliate in the bottom of the seventh over on Maryland's Eastern Shore. And Aberdeen continues to carry over Greensboro. 11-1 they've built their lead up to. Top of the ninth as that one gets ready to wrap up. But again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's. And it was a fun one today. 6-1 over the Flying Squirrels for Bowie's second consecutive win. They have an opportunity perhaps tomorrow to secure a series split. It'll be a 1:35 first pitch for tomorrow's game as right-hander Carson Seymour will go for Richmond. Second start of the week for him, 0-1 with a 3.54 ERA. Well, Bowie recently announced that Connor Gillespie will get the ball for the Bay Sox. He is 2-3 this season with a 4.31 ERA. Again, a 1:35 first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 1:15. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis with you from the Diamond, saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening as Bowie takes down the Squirrels 6-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.